It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I want a gyro and I want to marry Britney Spears.
Matt.
Big blowjob and a diet coke.
Steve.
I want a funnel cake and a fat trick just as a clown.
And Kevin.
Yes.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Ah! I don't know what we're yelling about.
You think I'm some slapper with pussy? For you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some slapper with pussy? For you to fuck?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Four fried chickens and a Coke. And some dry white toasties.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
Heineken, 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 Heineken. Fuck that shit. Yeah!
I haven't played with that in a while.
Ooh.
Oh! It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Steven. And Kevin.
Hey.
And that's it.
Hey, how you doing?
Where's Matt? He stopped off the local fucking fat market.
He's pooping.
The music was laughing for you.
He's pooping.
Is he coming at all, or?
Yeah, all over your face and mouth.
Is he just gonna, like, you know, slam into the back door like I did last week?
Hopefully
hey, there
not.
How surprised were you guys when I came in?
More surprised that you let the dog run loose.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting her to run outside.
Well, in your defense, I'm sure you didn't know she was here.
I did.
Oh.
Because I listened.
So you listened.
And I heard you say that Lucy was there.
So you listened when she ripped the whole soundboard off the table?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I heard it when you guys were like, hello? Hello? I can't hear anything. Hello? And I actually cut it out because it was a little ridiculous.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's Thursday.
Thursday.
Today's and Thursday.
This past Sunday.
Thirsty Thursday.
I was not here. Well, I was briefly.
I got to admit, you are slightly less hideous in the weekdays.
Yeah?
Yeah, you look better on a Thursday than you do a Sunday.
I shave.
Oh, okay.
You look very cleaned up.
Yeah, a little bit.
You look like 5 years younger, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to take care of myself. Lost a little weight.
Yeah.
Shaved a little hair.
Well, you look good. Okay, now you just got those 5 years back.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's the glasses, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I missed last week's show.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And the week before that.
And the week before, we didn't have a show. What about the week before that? Were we on?
I think we did, and then the week before that, you also called off.
I'll go ahead and say that the week before that, we fucking killed it.
The Tater Tots one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody wants
just wait for this week. Well, it's a Thursday. It's an off day. It's, you know, we're just doing this because we can't do it this Sunday because of family obligations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For both me and Matthew.
Yes.
Really? I thought he had a...
Don't!
I thought he was doing one of those...
No!
Yesterday...
Stop! No! Don't!
Boy, he seemed really angry.
He was very mad.
Unnecessarily angry.
Wait, I didn't take it that way.
He wasn't angry, but he was very like, why does this happen? Like, he was very peeved at it. Like, you can tell he was serious. What happened was, we had heard that, and I heard from him, on this Sunday, I have to do something with my sister with college, and then another Sunday he has a tournament. So we just assume, like, oh, this Sunday Matt has a tournament. And he just goes, like, why do people assume I have a tournament?
That's all he does.
If it's completely out of the realm of possibility that anyone can assume he has a tournament.
And he also quoted another show that we did, like, years ago, where someone says, oh, I don't know, he's at some tournament. Like,
some,
as a joke.
No, some dumb
tournament
was what was in quotes, which is what led me to believe that he was legitimately mad about it.
And then I said something to the fact of, you know, I just got the days mixed up. I thought you were taking your sister or taking your sister to see a college next week.
Yeah, the College of Ultimate Mortal Kombat.
Yes. And he was like, no, I'm dropping her off at college, period. And I'm like, now he's getting angry because we don't know what he's actually going to be doing.
See, I wasn't paying attention to anything he told me that day.
No, I just knew he wasn't going to be there. I knew one day was his sister and then one day was a tournament.
Yeah.
I got him mixed up.
I knew nothing and just threw Steve under the bus.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. It was my fault. I wasn't paying attention.
And then, of course, Kev lit the fire or put fuel on the fire, I should say.
How so?
I don't know. You were just saying stuff and getting people pissed off. Doesn't matter. It's over.
It's over.
But yeah, Matt was definitely peeved because, like, it's like our super secret chat thing that we do that nobody knows about and nobody can access.
And it's not for soliciting gay activity amongst aristocrats.
Or ourselves. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Oh, shh.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Matt's here.
I was totally unprepared. Totally unprepared.
Oh boy, we're stumbling right now.
Ah, fuck it. Whatever.
Matt's here. We're tripping.
Sorry, Matt. We were going to play a taker's thing when you came in, but
we didn't expect you to walk in the door that quick.
Yeah.
I didn't set up a mic because I didn't know if you were going to use yours.
All right. So Matt's here.
Yay.
I'm Derek. With me as always is Matt.
He still doesn't have a mic. Oh. Hey, Matt, we got one more person in the chat room than usual.
Yay!
But actually, it evens out because Clutch is in the chat room. Yeah.
Now, did we take today away from Clutch?
Yes.
Really?
This is a normal Clutch and Wiggle time slot.
Like, he was going to do a show today, and then since we're doing it, he's not?
Look, I don't think you can say we took it away from him.
Well, I feel bad now.
Because, I think he offered
because
it.
Because we could have easily just recorded.
Well, that's what I thought we were going to do. I didn't think we were going to be taking, like, his spot. That's kind of like, you know.
It's like he was the Jew, and we were going to crush him, and he offered us the golden calf.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh.
I think it's that he's not only a client. I mean, he's not only the owner. Fuck.
Damn it.
Somebody have sex with
that mic
face.
Is crinkling.
We were talking about how Matt was peeved, and he looks even more peeved today.
I kind of
that he's here.
Wait, since he can't.
I hope he's got some stories for us.
Something tells me that there's going to be some kind of like traffic incident.
Traffic incident? What do you. All right, let's take bets. Steve says traffic.
Yeah.
I say he was up really early for some reason. Kevin, what do you say?
I think he had to deal with a stupid person.
Okay, wait. Time. I want to retract my statement.
Okay, you're going
to
retract.
I'm going to go with there was supposed to be a delivery and it never showed up.
A delivery that didn't show up?
Yeah, from like FedEx.
Oh, from work?
Yeah.
That's right. He had to go to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Matt is stomping around. I've never seen him act like this.
Matt is very peeved.
Before we get there.
Yes.
He's not even
something
even
tells
smiling.
Me we're about to have good. P-Rock is in the house. Boom.
Oh,
wow.
That echoed in my soul.
Okay.
My soul.
Thanks, Steve.
Sorry.
I'm actually nervous right now. Because Matt looks
Matt never acts like this. First off, he's not as pale as he usually is.
Matt's
his
face,
blood pressure is boiling.
Matt's face is, and I'm not trying to bring up wrestling, but he has a stone cold face right now.
I think that we're about to have some good radio.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt.
Matthew's in the house.
The reason why I'm irritated
is
because nobody ever does what they're told to do at work.
Okay, so it's not us.
Okay, so it's not us?
No, I got here in like 18 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Which is like really fast, and I like almost blew traffic light.
You really? How much?
Oh, yeah. Damn it, Steve.
How much? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, he blew a traffic light. He's back
No, you say traffic lights. Is he here?
If you had to blow it, like how much is
traffic lights? Is he here?
Exactly.
Mm.
No, I wasn't supposed to ship orders today. I was just supposed to get ready for a tournament, and that's it.
And the show.
The tournament.
We're doing like a
tournament is this Sunday, right?
No, we're doing a mini tournament Friday,
okay.
Tomorrow, just a warm-up to make sure all our equipment is working properly.
Okay. So which well-hung Pollock fucked up?
None. Oh.
Was it a delivery driver?
Nope.
Oh, fuck. Well, who fucked up?
No, just I wasn't supposed to ship today, and nobody shipped.
So you had to stay later?
Yeah. I actually had to leave. I had a bin of product with about 40 items in it, and I shipped about 30 of them and just left 10 of them. I was like, I have to leave. But I didn't have to finish the 10 that I didn't do, but the other ones I did.
Yeah.
So, and that's only about a third of what I usually do, because just I got everything done yesterday. So
sounds like my job.
Yeah.
How about you, Kev? Does that sound like your job, or you have the easy life? You seem like you got a cake job. We're not gonna starving now. We're not gonna get into exactly what we do personally, but you seem like you got a little bit of an easy job.
Well, I do to an extent. Yeah. I mean, I work in the medical field.
You do, but you did tell me at one point in time that you watched the entire first season of Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
So you got some free time.
I get a little bit of downtime. I'm not gonna lie. But, I mean, when you're trying to figure out how to cure brain cancer, sometimes you get a couple minutes here or there to watch Parker Lewis.
That's why I'm friends with him, in case I ever get brain cancer.
Yeah. Well, you know, if anyone's watched House, you know, he'll sit there and bounce a ball against the wall. You watch 80s sitcoms.
You need time to think.
Yeah, just to free the brain.
Free the brain.
Best job I ever saw was one of my friends had a job. They could go in whenever they wanted. It was like a... It was a, what do they call them? Like when there's just a bunch of like offices in a building, plaza, building, office, suites, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
They had a key to the place. They can go whenever they wanted. What they did was they would they had computers all around and they would scan junk mail and they would send that junk mail to the junk mail's competitors so that they could get an edge on what they were doing. So they were a company that basically spied on other companies and they could go in whenever they wanted. They logged their own hours and basically most of the time it was just a bunch of people in there like playing guitar or eating or drinking or doing whatever,
just chilling.
So we would be in this like office building at like 2
you
in
sure
the morning.
It wasn't Pizza Hut.
No, it wasn't Pizza Hut. Mm. You know, and then every once in a while they would scan something, and they got paid.
I can't say I haven't had moments like that at my office.
Yeah,
yeah. When I first started working at my office, not to dig too deep into it because some people could get in trouble, but it was a very Wild West situation where there was
nobody
just
knew
no
what they were
rules,
doing.
And like I was initially working with my boss's son. Mm-hmm. So he's just like, I don't care. My mom's going to let us get away with it. Let's go smoke weed on the roof. I'm like, oh, well, I don't do that, but you guys can go ahead. Like, that's fine. So it was interesting when I first started, but the longer I was there, the more I kind of took the reins on the place and became the head honcho, the man in charge. And I took my responsibilities a little more seriously. What is that beeping?
I don't know, but it is irritating.
It is irritating.
What is Jamie
My
burning?
Wife's making us dinner while we're doing this, and she's outside fucking banging a neighbor or something.
Wow.
Oh, but they're Asian. That can't be pleasurable for her.
No.
No.
Excuse me while I copy. It's just me and you, Kev. It's the Kevin and Derek Show.
With Derek.
God,
Kevin.
I wish my brain wasn't so fucked up because I would love to deliver the line that Garth did when like Wayne left him in Wayne's World.
When Wayne left him. The first one?
Yeah. When he's doing the cue cards and Wayne's just like, oh, I quit. And then they go back live and it's just Garth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm okay and then he was, now.
And then they're like, you ever see that scene in Brain Scanners when the dude's head blows up? And they just let him go.
Wayne's World was a really good movie.
It was. And the second one was very good, too. Yeah. I think we discussed, somebody had said that the second one was better than the first.
It is.
I don't think so. Maybe it's just because I nostalgia so bad for the first one that I can't view the second one as being better. But I can see your point.
I feel like they both hold up, and I feel like they're both really good.
They are. They definitely are.
Now, the obvious point is that Chris Farley was much stronger in the second one than the first one.
Of course.
Yeah. Chris Farley! I got no place else to go. Everybody listen up.
Howdy.
You know, Steven.
I hate my father. I hate my life. But that was awesome.
Something like that.
Steven, we're funny guys. We don't need to fart in microphones.
Well, that's pretty funny because the microphone stinks right now.
Yeah, I can tell it does. I'll tell me she's cooking the chicken on the citronella candle.
You'll be got some chicken.
So did you get all your wrestling talk out last week?
Not really.
Not really?
We did talk quite a bit of wrestling.
You know, I actually had something on my mind that I wanted to get past you guys and see if you can. Because I was thinking about a wrestler, and I think he had one of the, I don't know if it was ever his finisher, but it was definitely something he did every time. But I would say it was the worst finisher ever.
Okay.
Are we going to guess
what it is? Wait.
It's a famous WWF wrestler.
I think I already know what it is.
Are we going to guess bad finishers?
I think I already know what it is. I'm probably going to hit it.
All right, you let me know what you're going to say.
All right, my first one.
Wait, time out. You're describing this person. You want us to guess who you're talking
about? I just want to guess.
No.
Just give me some bad finishers. I have one in my head. I don't know if it's exactly a finisher. He had several, but this was one of them, and it was horrible.
He had several? Then it's probably not what I'm thinking of. Okay. I'm just going to go Virgil, side Russian leg sweep.
He's probably a bad
I didn't even know that was his finisher.
That was his finisher.
Side Russian leg sweep.
Bret Hart's two count move is his finisher. So he does it so much better than Bret Hart.
Yeah.
That's like.
That was also the move Bret used to tease the sharpshooter before somebody would block it, and then he'd hit the sharpshooter later.
Brian Shapiro says Virgil sucks. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Nikolai Volkov, didn't he use a clothesline to the back?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he did that. All right, keep going.
I got to admit, and I'm probably going to get heat for this, but I am not a fan. As a matter of fact, I hate when people use just a regular sleeper hold.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Roddy Piper was...
Dolph Ziggler?
Roddy Piper if any kind of profile you see, it'll say his finisher is a sleeper.
Sleeper hold, pile driver, back suplex.
I never really see him use it. Maybe... couple times, but
he did.
I wouldn't say it's his finisher.
He did during his feud with Adrian Adonis, I think.
Yeah,
I think
that's where they got it
he
from.
He used it here and there, but Piper's one of those guys who, if you had to, like, I don't think he ever had a finisher.
His finisher was finisher. He usually lost in
he's
a weird way.
He used a pile driver too, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Piper almost never was pinned.
Yeah,
if you research his history, I think Bret Hart has one of the only televised pins in his entire WWF career
when he got the belt from him.
Yep, yeah. WrestleMania.
Anybody else have any bad finishers before I come up with
let's
mine?
Let's keep going.
Bad finishes. Fuck.
Now, they had an interesting thing where they were saying, like, who did the finisher better, i.e., like, Cobra Clutch.
Oh, and you saw this?
Or Ted DiBiase.
Different move.
What?
Different application.
Well.
Same idea, though.
Cobra Clutch and Million Dollar Dream?
Yeah.
They're different.
according to WWE.com.
No, that was the thing I shared on Facebook.
Did you?
Comparing the finishers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't see that. I just happened to cross it.
No, yeah. Cobra Clutch is applied from the side, and I don't think the arm is looped. DiBiase.
That is true. Yeah, he does come from the side and kind of puts the pressure on the neck. Where DiBiase is behind and kind of pulling the arm.
This is my expertise. If there's anything I know.
Okay. So anybody else have a bad finisher?
Keep going. I want to go another round.
Shit. The Luger fucking jumping forearm.
No,
thing?
A bad finisher. Could you imagine hitting somebody with a friggin' wrench?
In Luger's defense, he had a bionic elbow.
Yes.
Torture rack was way better.
Yes.
Okay.
Torture rack was better.
You know what? No, it wasn't.
It was.
If you watch footage of him as the narcissist running over jobbers with that forearm, you'll see otherwise.
With the plate in it, and then it was all controversy.
Yeah, with the gimmick plate and everything. Okay. And how he had mosquito bumps on his forearm. So like they said they were
mosquito bumps,
the screws.
That's where he was injecting his roids.
But the problem for me is the torture rack is very visual. With that forearm, if you're not standing there holding that forearm of his, you don't know what the
Wait, what?
With the forearm, the whole gimmick was that he had the plate in it, right?
Yeah.
And
you clearly have not seen any footage of him as the narcissist because it's way, way, way over the top.
Yes.
It's way over the top. He would send the jobber off the ropes. He would hit the other ropes.
And he would run into him. It looked like
him.
A spear. He would put his elbow up and just hit him.
He would just run right into him with his forearm. It was like, imagine the clothesline from hell with a forearm.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was. If you see that. I bet you if Steve number one was here, he would agree with that, too.
Real quick, people are guessing. Shapiro put Earthquake's Avalanche.
Mm. Wait, the vertical splash? I would say that's pretty damn devastating.
Yeah.
Well, no, he uses the Earthquake's Avalanche to lay on his girlfriend. But P-Rock also put the Flying Burrito, which...
The Flying Forearm?
The Flying Knee to the Balls.
Yeah, Flying Burrito.
Yeah, if anybody did an indie show with Tito, you'd find out that burrito was not a forearm to the face, but a knee to the balls.
Yeah.
Also known
fucking
as the flying
dirty
jalapeno.
Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, awful finisher. What
keep
is
going.
It,
let's keep going.
What is do you want me to say mine?
I want to know the one.
Or do you want to keep going?
No, I want to hear yours.
I think everyone's kind of tapped out.
I mean, I could throw more out there.
Well, just
throw
some more out.
Just name the person, and we'll try to guess what it is.
No, because
no, they'll get it immediately.
But what if it's not the
immediately.
Finisher?
Immediately, you'll get it.
Okay, what era is it? Precisely.
New generation?
No. This is like
Early 90s, rock and wrestling still?
I mean, like...
Are you talking about the Iron Mike's fucking...
to, like, 91?
Are you talking about Iron Mike's wrist protector?
No. His watch now? Oh, what the shit?
Okay. In 88,
you know, I'm just going to say...
Duncan had the three-point stance.
Yeah, that was...
I forgot about that. But he
not
sold
for, not for nothing. If it wasn't for the buildup to it, the Hogan leg drop would be shit.
Oh, yeah.
I watched his entire DVD collection Netflix. So, in other words, I watched every main event in his career.
Oh, my goodness.
Over three DVDs.
Wow.
Every one ended the same.
Yes. And the reason why the leg drop was so exciting, because it was the most he ever did in the match.
In the whole match. Absolutely.
It was the most he did.
That's it.
It was just, I mean, the only other thing
he
that
got
could
beat
come
up a lot in his matches.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he would just get the crappy arm. He would hold their boots.
And crawl on the ropes and always climbing up and sweating all over the place.
The only other thing he did that was semi-athletic was he would go off the ropes and do like a double axe handle.
Yeah,
the big chest, the oxy bomba. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the leg was like the most spectacular thing he ever did.
Now, that was when he was in his prime.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch his WCW stuff, it turned into where he would take a little bit of a beating, but like the only time you'd see him really get worked over is in main events. Mm-hmm. If you saw him on like the rare appearances on a Saturday night or something like that, it would be all him getting offense. And the only offense he did were like eye gouges,
back rakes.
Yeah.
Total heel shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like, halfway through his career, he would punch in the corner to five and then look around and bite the guy's head.
I used to do a fire up back in the day where I would actually act like I'm injecting steroids into my
thighs.
And then I would lift up people I shouldn't be able to.
Well, good. Let's make it all about you then.
Well.
Bulk Logan over here.
I think a great YouTube video would be the progression or the digression of Hulk Hogan leg drops over his entire career.
Yeah.
Every main event pay-per-view finish with the leg drop from when he wins the belt, we'll say, from Madison Square Garden, when he wins the belt, 84 all the way through till the last time he did the leg drop.
Yesterday.
And just to see how it gets worse and worse and worse over time.
I'm going to say the worst match on that DVD, and I'm going to admit, I skipped through some of the WCW stuff, like kind of through the match, because I can't even take their production quality.
No,
are you telling me that him versus the Shark wasn't good?
Oh, man.
That wasn't on there. But
although Hogan versus Earthquake at SummerSlam 1990 is a Hogan classic.
Yes. Wasn't on there, though.
Body slam on a table on the floor? Come on.
Wasn't on there.
You're losing the crowd with this.
Hogan versus Andre was the like hardest thing
to
watch.
Wait, WrestleMania 3?
Yes.
Yeah, it is brutal.
Wasn't he dying when he did that match, though?
Yeah.
Andre was like in severe pain with his back. And they had this whole thing where they said Andre would go to McMahon's house every day to train just to get him in good enough shape to do this because he was done. He was retired. Yep. And it was just like two old guys walking around and eventually colliding and hitting each other.
Yeah,
it was awful.
Pretty much it's just Andre walking around with Hogan crawling the entire match until
him going,
he hits him
up. And the best match was
I used to do that in my matches.
Hogan versus The Rock.
Okay.
The worst?
No, the best.
One of the best, yeah. It is
when
actually
he gave
pretty
him,
good match.
Because he's supposed to be a total heel,
yeah.
And the crowd just
crowd
completely
turned on
puts him over, and he does the rock bottom on The Rock, and they go nuts. It was good.
That was a really good match.
That was good. That was
so.
Worst finishing move, which now I think you're right. I think we dug a little too far into this.
Who cares?
The Garvin Stomp.
I said that.
Did you?
Yes.
He did.
I said that. When they said 88, I go, Garvin had the Garvin Stomp. And
I didn't hear you.
He just ran right over.
He listed it with a few other things, so I don't see how.
Well, eventually it was a sharpshooter, but the Garvin Stomp. I remember him just stepping on people.
It was called the Hammer Jammer.
No.
As a matter of
fact,
I think Iron
Mike
Sharp
said he went to the sharpshooter, but he called it the Hammer Jammer.
Yeah, that's when he was feuding.
Because he wore the brace that Valentine. Excuse me.
I got to argue this
that
point
Valentine
with you, Derek.
Jimmy just forked your dick.
Oh, Jesus. I got to argue this point with you, Derek.
What?
Obviously, you this don't understand curious. What the Garvin Stomp is doing.
Okay.
Hitting all of the pressure
points.
Yeah.
Well, you know who does understand the Garvin Stomp? The Orton Stomp. Because Randy Orton does it.
Yeah, it's really awful.
You guys weren't around for this, but for a hot minute, Nicky Oceans was doing the Garvin Stomp.
Really?
Yeah. And
who?
And it pops so many. Well, he's this guy who wrestles with us.
Maybe we should get him on the show.
Yeah, actually, he might be an interesting interview.
Nah, forget it.
And he's very conversational.
There's too many people here to begin with.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm already thinking of getting rid of somebody.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, Matt. Nothing. He's fat. Matt's fat.
Oh, no.
Okay. So that was my...
he looked at me.
I have to say that would be one of the worst finishers. I don't care what the point of it was.
Okay, well, what's your favorite finisher? Even if you include tag teams.
man, Million Dollar Dream.
Really?
Loved it. Always loved it.
Finisher?
Yep. Favorite finisher.
I'm going to go with Mask. I'm going to go with the Tombstone.
No. Not my favorite.
It's not as impressive as...
Now, as much as I love the pile driver, my favorite's actually a tag team move.
Oh.
It's a Shaker Head Spike.
Shaker Head Spike. That move is ridiculous.
What, LOD?
The Beverly Brothers.
Oh, Beverly Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot about that.
Although the Demolition Elbow, as simplistic as it was, was pretty
Well, because
damn good.
Sometimes
can you do me a favor
they would completely
and pull
flip.
Up on YouTube the...
Shaker Head Spike.
Wait, Shaker Head Spike on a jobber.
It's got to be
the one where they toss him and then just...
Backdrop face smash.
Oh, God, that's gross.
But it usually winds up being a back of the neck smash and with their feet bending and their knees like touching their face.
Yeah, this is probably one of the most unsafe wrestling
There's probably
moves
a montage
I've ever seen in my life.
They were always brutal on jobbers.
This might be the whole match.
Although I don't think they ever hit it on a name.
Oh, this is it.
Oh, yeah, I remember this guy.
Oh, God.
He's done.
Oh, my
He's
God.
Done. He's done. No, there's even worse. That? I think there's even worse ones than that. Look at how happy they are.
I know. They're just like, wow, we killed that guy.
Wayne Bloom and Mike
Enos. Can you put that link on the page or the chat room?
So,
can you just explain what they just did
If
to
anyone's
him,
familiar
somebody?
With the back body drop, the guys whipped...
In layman's terms.
The guys whipped the man off. Yeah. And then one member of the team will lift him up from a bent position and throw him up in the air, while the other one catches him by the head and throws him face first into the mat.
The secondary partner essentially intercepts the back body drop, which is typically just flipping a person, forcing them to do a front flip over your whole body.
Yeah.
Okay. The man is intercepted
on the
90
high
degrees
low,
from the ground.
On like a high low tackle. The guy who's going low.
Exactly.
How he'll flip a guy over. It's like that, except if somebody was waiting on the other side to catch the person and slam them face first into the ground.
Yeah.
Can you link that to the...
And this, yes. And this guy...
It's not a
landed
face slam.
Straight down. Like, onto... Ooh.
And
oh
the thing
God.
Is... The thing is, he didn't hit the ground electively.
No.
Because Mike Enos actually forces the guy's head...
With the assistance of gravity.
...towards the ground. And in tandem with gravitational force, he actually... He virtually spikes him into the ground like he's putting up a fence.
Yeah, I would love to do that to like maybe like a drug dealer or something like on a curb.
Or Fast Eddie.
Fast Eddie would probably take that pretty good. There's other ones. There's other ones even worse than that.
Some guy in the chat said Perfect Plex. That is a good one.
That was me.
That's a good move.
I know.
Though.
I was just trying
that's
to.
That's a good move.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I used a Perfect Plex myself.
Shapiro, Ultimate Warriors, Gorilla Press. Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
That was the worst.
He was
the worst.
No, he hasn't done the Gorilla Press since before Shapiro was alive.
I know. Because he's dead. All right, so that's our wrestling talk.
That move is disgusting.
Everyone knows the Ultimate Warrior fell into a volcano and died, and the guy you see today is a different guy.
Of course.
True story.
So yeah. I just heard he got into a car accident.
That's how Luger got the bionic elbow. He fell off
He had a motorcycle accident.
Yeah. Yes.
I heard Warrior
That's how
got
Ben Roethlisberger became a rapist.
Yeah.
He fell off a motorcycle.
Yeah. Wow.
And he landed in some chick's pussy.
Damn.
How do you not use that as your defense? I can't help but rape. I fell off a motorcycle.
Yeah, she was just in my way. Oh, Shapiro left.
It hurt my brain.
Oh, come on, Shapiro.
What an asshole.
You guys are so mean to him.
When is he coming here? School starts soon.
Who cares?
I want to get him here just so I can like beat him up to his face.
He has an open invite for next week.
Hey, he's back.
Oh, never mind. Oh, I didn't say that.
Forget it. Yeah, tell him to come this Sunday.
Listen, he's only allowed to come next Sunday.
That's it.
I can hear one of you chewing, and it's like...
Sorry. Both of us.
Yes.
It's making me envious.
Did she make you a plate?
I didn't want one.
Oh.
It will interfere with my drinking.
Shapiro has an open invite, only if he comes in full Hebrew...
Regalia?
Yeah.
Can you use the term regalia?
I want the thing that goes around, the ties around his waist and the fucking
thing.
Yarmulke. I want him carrying a fucking... I want him knocking on my door with a Torah in hand.
I think we should come up with some kind of bit for him that he has to like record for us, like something from the Jew or like a Jew's perspective, something like no longer than like 2 minutes, because obviously more than that, you would all want to kill him.
I just want to hear like a Jewish prayer when he gets in here, and then he's cool. Right? He can do whatever he wants.
He doesn't know any. He's like the worst Jew. He's not even a good Jew.
No,
I'm a better Jew than
I think
him.
Hitler was the worst Jew.
Wow.
If you really want to get technical.
Yeah, half. Who's this guy in the backyard?
Steve, you were right.
That's the neighbor Jimmy's banging.
Damn.
Oh, really?
And
you can't get internet from that guy?
Wait, Robbie E?
Yeah. Whoa.
Shapiro says that he doesn't speak like Hebrew anymore.
We don't know what I'm talking
anymore?
About.
But he's not allowed to. It's true, I'm an awful Jew. Nothing happened. I can't speak Hebrew anymore. Anymore.
Anymore? When could you? When you were sliding around on hardwood floors on your knees?
When he was getting the tip of his dick cut off by his fucking pastor or whatever?
Pastor.
Complete opposite.
You got to bite it off, because that's the only way to complete the ritual.
By the way, Matt, you just came in. I did listen to last week's show. And
he loved it.
I know, I didn't love it.
he said he was praising it to no end. Before.
I said it wasn't bad. I hoped it was going
to
be bad.
He straight up said to us, he's like, I now fully understand that I can take any week off and you guys will have it under control.
You got it all under control.
Yeah, we just need format.
We have a format now?
And we need to keep using this guy right here.
Yeah, this is your
bread and butter
right there.
Isn't it? Wait, which is the bar mitzvah or bar mitzvah?
I think one of them's for male, one of them's for female.
But which one did you?
One of them's got boobs and one doesn't.
He was definitely a bat mitzvah.
Yes. But yeah, the cheerleader you guys talked about, Shapiro. No.
Oh.
Enough Shapiro.
Bengals.
Enough about Shapiro.
The Bengals cheerleader.
Yes, the Bengals cheerleader. Matt said she was disgusting. You guys said she was bangable. I will say she is a little derpy looking. She looks like she should have crossed eyes, but she doesn't. Like she had crossed eyes and got them fixed or something.
But would you?
A 14-year-old?
Not you right now.
No, right
you
now.
You in high school, that's your teacher.
Well,
there's no way you're saying no.
Probably not.
No, I'm not. Wouldn't say no. But
no.
I'm just saying she's not as hot as you guys said she
is. Like if I'm met,
not saying
if
she's
I met,
hot either, but she's
she
definitely
did.
Fuck material.
I'm saying in the perspective situation.
No, you changed
you
it
could
after
do
I
a
proved
lot
that she was
worse.
Ugly.
No, no, you're fuck you, man. No.
You did.
I'm just saying, you could do a lot worse.
Of course you could.
I would like let her grind her period all over my face.
See?
Yep. Oh, but she's not hot, even though I let her do that. Because I let almost anything do that.
Her matter face fact, looks a little weird.
Matter of fact, I will openly admit that I watched the Roseanne Barr roast and I would bang Roseanne.
He did admit
do
this
it,
to
man.
Me.
Do you want to hear this in bed?
It's not as good when you got a gullet full of chicken.
Well, she probably would too. So,
but I would. She looks better now than she did during the
season. Roseanne?
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now she's got the gray hair.
Disgusting.
I don't know where that came
from. She's got like veneers. Who cares?
Because last time I saw her, she
didn't
50
years old.
Yeah.
Is that it? She's about 50? That's it?
Maybe more.
Yes.
Did you see the picture of her with the Jewish... the Jew thing where she had the Hitler mustache and she was baking little Jew cookies?
No.
You didn't see that?
No. The one picture I saw of her they had in the background of the roast was her as like the you know, the feminist woman
picture.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We can do it.
She actually looked really good then. Wow. Yeah.
That's see
Steve and I actually
we know that's not true. She never looked good.
No, she still doesn't.
You're just a racist
Steve
motherfucker.
And I watched the roast last night.
I forced
any of you guys see it? No, I wasn't.
I didn't see. I saw a little bit.
We did fast forward through the shit though. But
it was a couple shit.
Bits and pieces.
Well, I just watched whatever Steve showed me.
I just popped it on while he was setting up.
Gilbert Gottfried.
I didn't see it. I just saw Amy Schumer and
who, by the way,
right,
the
good.
First minute.
What are your
of
feelings
Seth.
On Amy Schumer?
She is fucking delectable.
I wouldn't say she's delectable.
She's got ample breasts.
You haven't seen her,
but
I don't think so. I might know who she is if I saw her.
I don't find her funny.
I don't know. But, you know, I think
she's one of those who gets the pass where she's funny.
Okay. Since I get accused of bringing up the worst picture, I'm going to give you all of them.
Oh, there we go.
And let you pick.
Oh,
I want the newest one in particular.
Get away from face. We need cleavage.
Right there with the red, second row, fourth from the end. Second row.
Fourth from the end.
From the end.
Oh, from the end? This?
Yeah, this is like the newest version of her.
That actually might
the newest version of her. And
that's her, I think, from the roast.
She's got some kind of weird face bloat going.
She has like this weird, like, kind of baby fat, chubby face with beautiful, beautiful titties.
She's cute. Yeah.
She almost looks like Christina Applegate here.
She does, yeah.
Yeah, except with two functional tits. Yes.
One that has no chemo in it.
This one. Like, you can see, she kind of...
But she's definitely still bad.
She has that, like, boyish kind of round face.
I'll go ahead and say that that's from before she started making money.
Yeah.
Well,
because she doesn't have implants yet.
She couldn't afford to take care of herself there.
Attractive? Not really.
She's cute. She's cute. She isn't. You could say she's cute, right? Like, that's one of... That's like...
Yeah, she's not bad. Yeah.
But...
I wouldn't throw her out of bed in the morning, as Kevin would say.
For me, it doesn't matter what she smells like.
Wow.
She could smell like pure shit.
Yeah. She does presently have very large breasts.
Oh, delectable.
And I think that in the, like, if you think about, like,
two words for you before you finish. Wonder bra. They're not that big.
No, they're big. But they look good. It's presentation. It
looks like she got implants.
90% of it is presentation.
Okay.
And 10% is me jizzing on them.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like you have to look at somebody within the group that they're in. Like, everybody said Sarah Palin was hot, but that was just because it was the first time there was somebody in political field that somebody would be willing to fuck. You know?
See, now the thing is, Matt's woman.
Shut up. I think what makes Amy Schumer funny is the fact that somebody's willing to fuck her. So you can say, oh yeah, she's funny, but she gets a pass to an extent because she's a good-looking woman, you know?
Okay.
I don't think she's actually funny.
And I don't think she's actually good looking. So.
But compared. All right. If you line up all the comedians you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a lot
said,
of
somebody said,
ones.
Fuck one.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you like? Come on.
Dude, Matt would bang.
Tina Fey.
Yeah. And that other one.
No.
Amy Poehler.
What's that Jew that was
both,
on?
No.
Sandra Bernhardt, Matt would be banging.
Oh, God.
I guarantee it. I think it's Shapiro's mom.
She's disgusting. Sandra Bernhardt is like,
how do you
friends
explain
Roseanne?
Lisa Lampanelli?
First off, I would bang too. Lisa Lampanelli. You guys wouldn't?
Lisa? You're not. No. And you're
I
not,
would for one reason.
You're not tan enough.
I would for one reason. I understand that.
Disingenuous.
And I'm not large enough either. Mm-hmm. But I would for one reason.
Why?
Because she's going
to
do
punch
everything that
who
I
knows?
Want to be done.
I think he's got a point.
She's
looks
a complete
like a trooper.
Dirtbag.
Lisa damp and smell.
She would let me. She would lick my. She would lick my butthole while I do this. Right
she
in her
probably
face.
Would like. She would probably swallow it, fart it out, back in your face.
Please
swallow
let it please
it.
Back out.
Really
I can't believe how bad the mic screens fucking smell.
Yeah, well,
after you fart on them.
They're basically them sponges.
Yeah, how about you?
You're farting in it.
Hey, here's an idea. Don't fart in it.
How about that? How about that?
You can fix your whole problem, right?
Keep
there.
Your ass to yourself.
You Shapiro know, thought that was funny.
You know who's kind of gross but still strangely attractive is Whitney Cummings.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
I would.
I would
take like
her over
Schumer.
Over Amy Schumer. Still don't find it funny.
you can find like really good and really bad pictures of Whitney Cummings.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Yeah.
Does she still have a TV show or did that fucking tank already?
No clue.
She has no talent. Yeah. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm. This she does. It's called sucking dick.
That, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yelling her act.
Hey, Gilbert Gottfried's made a lot of money. So does Sam Kinison.
At least they have a, well, he's dead. At least they.
Bobcat Goldthwait?
They have delivery.
By the way, Sam Kinison, overrated.
You know, he used to be a real jerk. No, I'm a people guy.
Mickey!
Yeah, she is very thin, which is kind of what makes her gross, but she's still somewhat attractive.
Trying to find some female comedians. Kathy Griffin.
Okay, there's
not
like,
now.
There's points.
There's an in-between phase where she was definitely in the doable spectrum.
But she's not funny.
I'm going to skip Whoopi Goldberg.
I think Kathy Griffin's time on Seinfeld, she played a lot more her than I think she meant to.
Yeah.
Wow, this one's going back, like way back.
Oh, God, Paula Poundstone?
No. Like Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin.
And Minnie Pearl.
I probably would have done Lily Tomlin.
Back in the
you'd
day.
You'd do her, but you wouldn't do Roseanne. What's fucking wrong with you?
You don't even know who Lily Tomlin is.
Okay.
I don't.
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah. I would in the Saving Silverman movie. Is that the same chick?
No. That was Amanda Peet.
I know who it is.
Oh, yeah. Radio, I do Amanda Peet, too.
She.
How about Maria Bamford?
They're all Jews.
Maria Bamford.
Matt, it's show business.
A Bamford Tools? Tool time?
Bamford Tools.
Maria Bamford. She's very funny.
Oh, my goodness.
A little weird.
She looks like she's coming at my zipper.
She kind of looks like somebody we know.
She's on those Target commercials.
I only slightly recognize the face.
Yeah.
From because you used to work at Target.
Oh, she was on Louie the other day, too.
Oh, okay.
Like a week or two ago.
She rather unflattering picture, but she does look cute.
I would, but she...
She looks like she's trying to look goofy.
Out afterward.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I've seen her.
Yeah. She is goofy.
Mm-hmm. But she's, like, trying to be. Like there's definitely something wrong with her.
Yeah.
Well, she's a Jew in show business. She's definitely been three-holed by black guys.
Wow.
And there's a picture of Patton Oswalt.
Randomly. Well, she was part of that comedians of comedy thing with
Wow. Shapiro's not a fan of
You know what I like about
Shapiro
Sarah Silverman?
Is race trading.
You know what I like about Sarah Silverman, to be honest? She will take control, I think.
Wow.
I think her
like,
sister.
She'll be like, whip out that fucking little dick, bitch.
And she'll laugh at you and suck it.
Yeah.
I think her sister is pretty hot, too.
Oh,
Laura
up.
Silverman.
Bring her up.
Oh, yeah. I want to see Laura.
But, yeah, Sarah Silverman, definitely not funny, just crass and, like, just tries to be, like, a guy. But not attractive? I think that's pretty much false.
I'm trying to find a decent picture of Laura Silverman.
Decent picture. Nope.
It looks like Happy Typing Girl.
I just thought of a good female comedian that you guys might bang. David Spade?
Oh, you mean Ellen DeGeneres?
Okay.
Dude, Ellen DeGeneres is actually funny.
If that was a choice, fuck David Spade or Ellen DeGeneres, I think I'd fuck David Spade.
Wow.
No, I'd
because
fuck
it would
DeGeneres.
Be a way better story.
He probably has some more hands.
And I just want to pull off his wig as I shoot a load on him.
Ellen DeGeneres.
That Farley never did this to you.
Derek, would you?
What?
Fuck Ellen DeGeneres?
Ellen DeGeneres?
No. Liar.
No.
You're just covering up something.
Not covering up anything.
You're secretly gay, aren't you?
Yeah.
You were fuck Ellen.
Who else?
I don't know.
So on the subject of comedians.
Go ahead.
I actually just saw the Bobcat Goldthwait movie because I know we mentioned him. God Bless America. Has anybody seen this?
Nope. I want to.
Oh, my
Should
God.
I?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, it's funny or is it stupid?
No,
it's
crazy.
It's really, like, dark comedy.
I saw a clip of it where they were showing it's about, there's a lot of reality TV stuff in it.
Yeah.
And there's, like, this girl fight in this reality TV scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where she takes out a tampon and throws it at the
Yeah.
Is he still skinny?
Well, he's not in it.
Is he still alive?
He's
alive.
He directed and produced the whole thing. It stars Joel Murray of the Bill Murray family.
Okay.
That's the guy from Home Alone, right? He was the guy that owned the hotel, right?
What?
Tim Clue. Curry.
Yeah.
Tim Curry. And I don't think he owned the hotel.
He just worked the
desk.
I own the hotel. I'm going to
Rob
your
Schneider
up.
Was the bellhop.
Yeah. Yes.
But no, Joel Murray is he's divorced. He just loses his job, and he finds out he has brain cancer, and he's watching.
And he starts making meth.
Wow.
No.
I think you're watching Breaking Bad.
But he's watching reality TV, and it kind of sets him over the edge. Yeah. And he's specifically watching a show that's supposed to be like a mock of what is that?
Sweet 16.
Super Sweet 16. Yeah.
Oh.
And the girl just pisses him off, so he plans to go and kill her. And spoiler alert, he's successful, but in the process of doing it, he makes another girl at that girl's school kind of like fall in love with him.
Really?
She like came
and
in
then
panties.
He then takes her on a trip where they just go around killing people.
Yeah. Cool.
But it's funny.
There's humor to it.
Yeah.
And this is a Bobcat Goldthwait production.
Movie. Yeah.
I call it a Bobcat Goldthwait joint.
Yeah. Okay.
I've seen a lot of Bobcat movies. Other than, I think Sleeping Dogs Lie was the only movie I didn't like by him. I don't know if anybody's seen that one.
I used to do a mean Bobcat impression, but I can't whip it out. I probably can't do it anymore.
Just whip it out real quick. I want to see it.
I really can't.
No, I want to see it.
I wouldn't even know what to say.
No, I want to see it.
Come on. Whip it out.
Hey, like that.
It went the way of my Cartman
That was
impression.
Horrendous, by the way. That was almost as bad as your soundboard fucking production.
Whoa!
Insult Steve. Thank you.
It's almost as bad as your alcohol Choke tolerance.
That's true.
That's true. I was actually feeling it after one beer.
No.
No, not one beer. One Michelob Ultra.
Yeah. One Look. Sip of
Michelob. Whoa. This is the beer light, athletes.
Yes. Light and ultra beers get you drunk faster than heavier beers. It's a proven fact.
False.
Sure.
No, it's not. It goes through your body a lot quicker.
Sure they do.
Uh-huh. Matt, you agree with me? Or you're making fun of me?
Yes.
Making fun of you.
Wait, Lance Armstrong, the Uniballed cyclist, drinks Michelob Ultra. So you eat your fucking words.
Yeah. He's an athlete, and he's won gold medals.
I used to hang out with a guy who didn't drink a lot. He went over somebody's house. He had one Budweiser. Mm-hmm. He got drunk and passed out.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
And, like, we're shaking him. We're just like, you all right? He's like, hey. He's like, thanks for the beer, man.
Drunk.
And I was just like, wow. One beer. And he was like 6'4".
Well,
damn.
Well, in his defense, yeah. As somebody who considers himself a drinker to an extent,
that would be you.
I drink. I like to drink. I'll drink from time to time. There's a point where, like, when you first for one or two, you get a little you low. You're a little low. Then when you get over that wall is when you get to the fun part.
Yeah.
When I drink, I just get very tired.
That's because you're getting older.
You got to drink.
No, even when I was younger,
you got to drink and I would get tired. Through the tired.
I can't.
You know what your problem is?
What?
You're not drinking whiskey.
No, even when I drink whiskey,
you
got to
pour it into the beer.
Well, I'm beyond that, unless you want to see me spray paint this wall.
How long does it take Steve number one to get to the fun part of drinking?
He never has fun drinking. He's just a miserable, tall shit.
Well, some people drink to have fun, and some people drink to suppress.
See, like, I'm not even kidding or exaggerating when I said I was feeling it after one. It's just how I am. But sometimes that will do me good.
Something to do with your metabolism, maybe?
Yeah, and then sometimes it gives me these things. They call beer farts.
Yep. We also call them barts.
We also call them barts.
Barts, no! The one with fart.
Do the Bart man.
Do a Bart laugh for me before I fart next time.
Okay.
Just do an hour real quick. I want to hear it.
I don't think anybody
a Bart
a
laugh.
Bart
He's
laugh.
Like, he does that like weird. Like, what's a woman?
It's not even like a real laugh.
I don't even know. I can't even.
What
think
the
of
fuck
it.
Are you talking about?
Don't know.
The
I
bar
actually,
are we?
I actually work with a woman who laughs like
life?
Bart Simpson.
Definitely not.
Like her typical laugh is just a Bart Simpson laugh. We make fun of her for it.
What the fuck was that? I don't even know where that came from.
I was calling dinosaurs.
What? There you go.
Yeah. See, that would sound awesome if you did that before I farted.
See, that's maniacal Bart.
Can you do that, Derek?
That is maniacal Bart. No.
Hey, dick. All right, I'm going to do my Bart laugh. I'm going to do it right now. Ready?
That was the cowardly lion.
Yes. Yes.
Put him
that's,
up.
That's the boy.
I
want to urinate
Duke.
On you for doing that.
What?
I just want to piss on you for doing that. It's not part at all.
Wow.
I don't know what the hell that was.
That was not Bart's
Milhouse.
What a king. Or the fourth.
Yes.
Ooh, P-Rock like the cowardly lion.
Waiting for break time.
Whoops.
That probably happened to me. I don't drink. Shapiro is a pussy. Hey, well, Shapiro,
he's
listen.
He's like 14,
listen,
isn't he?
Listen, you 14-year-old fucking...
14.
Bat mitzvah motherfucker. Tomorrow's show that you're going to will have beer in it. You're going to have a beer
oh,
in front
no.
of
Oh, no. I'm not going to drink beer. I got red curly hair. And it's stuck in... I need to drink red shavis instead.
Wow.
And my yarmulke's stuck in it. And my schmegma's all over my leg.
Wow.
Schmegma.
I'm 19 and I still haven't been laid.
Oh, he can't even drink. What a...
See, that voice sounds like somebody. I just can't put my finger on it.
It sounds like Doug or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like a... Yeah,
a Doug
it's like
character?
It's like a Dougie, like it, Roger Clotsy kind of thing.
Is it a Sug
hey,
character?
Hey, Doug.
Everybody says hello or hey, Doug on the whole show.
Yeah.
And some, there's Mr. Ding. Hello, Douglas. There's Skeeter.
Hey, Doug.
There's Patty.
Hey, Doug.
And then there's Roger.
Hey, funny.
They all say hello, Doug. Like, why? Every single one of them.
It's
every
like Bob
time.
Newhart show.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Bob. Huh.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. The Hey, Bob game. Remember? Hey,
maybe
Bob
it's
game?
A play on that.
Maybe it is.
Maybe we need a maybe there was drinking a game.
Oh, God.
Huh, Stephen?
PDQ!
Did you? Hey, I don't know if you ever heard this story, Kev. You might have. But the reason why me and Derek became friends is because he can imitate Cartman. And that's
oh,
all.
Really?
That's all I ever did was say, "Hey, do Cartman."
Oh, really?
I don't remember that.
You should do that.
It literally is.
Right now.
Is you don't that why that? We're friends?
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, because you thought you hated each other or something originally, and then you did the voice, and Steve fell
in
love with it.
And then
I remember one night in particular, we were both at high school late getting picked up for some reason.
Yeah.
It was dark out, and I was just like, "Oh, do the Cartman thing." Like that's how I broke the broke the ice.
Hey, you're that kid. Do the thing with the kid and the
thing. Do the thing with the Cartman, and then I'll like you.
You're the guy that farts and does Cartman.
I feel like every circle of friends I came into in middle school had somebody who did a Cartman impression.
Yeah, I did a pretty wicked one, though.
You did.
And so why don't you go ahead and...
But it was old school Cartman. He doesn't sound
it's
like
different
that.
It's different now. He's more sophisticated
why
now.
Why don't you go ahead and do it?
He used to be like... And now he's just like, hey, guys, what's going on? It's got me.
Oh, my God, I'm getting older.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's like he's in the room.
It's like he's really here.
Oh, my God.
And then I would do the Pee Wee Herman. And somebody made me, because there was payphones in the lunchroom, and they made me go up to the payphone and turn around and scream, I'm trying to use the phone.
I do that at work every now and then.
I'm sure it's a fucking killer act.
It's fucking loud. And you want to know what? It is, because everybody laughs.
Yeah. Well, she got a couple of Russians that don't even know who Pee-wee is. They're just like,
he's trying to use fun.
First off, get it right.
These
they're Polish.
So funny.
The Russian guy was fired.
All right, well, whatever. One of them has a humongous Schwartz.
Yeah, you're going around telling about this guy's huge dick. Somebody brought it up to the point where as soon as he's walking out the door,
yes.
Steve's wife's like, hey, did you guys hear that guy's got a huge dick?
Up to his forearm.
And I'm like, why do I need to know this?
Baby's arm holding it out. Shapiro's trying to give us a joke. Ready? Right, why don't Polish people have ice cubes?
Why?
They lost the recipe.
Because they put screens on their ice cube trays. Go to break.
They forgot the recipe.
Oh, Derek, you knew that before he could type it out.
Everybody knows that. How do you get a one-armed Pollock out of a tree? You wave to him.
Oh, I thought.
What was he doing up there, Derek?
I don't know.
Raking leaves.
Wow.
You really didn't know that part?
That's not the first time I've heard him do that. He likes it.
You never heard that
but
one?
But he's got one arm. He can't effectively rake in a tree. That's hilarious.
Maybe the other one's like a rake hand.
I got a joke for Brian Shapiro. Why doesn't Brian Shapiro have cartilage in his knee? You know why? You know why?
Because he's Jewish?
Because he used to slide around on his knees on hardwood floors when he was a kid.
I don't get
it's not
that.
Really
That's
a joke.
The second
it's
time
just,
you brought
just,
it up.
It's just a fact. I just can't believe that he would do that.
What do you mean slide around on?
He has like horrendous knee pain apparently.
Yeah,
he was saying it last night. I think it was.
Whoa! Why are you having on, are you having Facebook? Private chats with
Brian? No, he posted like some list of things, and I said, "What did you do to your knee?" And he said, "When he was a kid, he would slide around on hardwood floors on his knees."
Here's what I'm
like
picturing.
Kevin Bacon and Footloose.
Yeah,
like one of those like.
Here's what I'm picturing.
Superstar.
I'm picturing Matt laying in bed,
twirling
on his stomach. Yes, twirling his hair with one hand, holding the phone with the other. And his feet up and like kind of crossed, and he's on the phone with Brian Shapiro.
Oh,
and Shapiro and
what are you thinking?
They're discussing
about?
Tournaments, and then Brian's like, oh, "My knees hurt." and then Matt, excited because he's expecting a different response, and says, "Oh, why?" And he goes, "Oh, he's just slide around on the hardwood floors all the time." And Matt's like, "Oh, what were you doing that for?"
Creamy.
And Brian's like, "I don't know." I don't know.
And then like Patty Mayonnaise, he goes, "Oh, I have to leave." Yeah.
All right, so how many Brian Shapiros can you fit in a car?
No.
It depends on how big your ashtray is.
Stop that. Stop that. Go to break.
What's the difference between a black guy and a pizza?
A pizza can feed a family of four. Yeah. We're reading these, by the way.
You know, we're above this racist humor, Brian Shapiro.
Come on, Brian.
This is uncalled for.
We all bleed red. Yeah. We all smile in the same language.
Yeah. Well, pink on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you spread those lips.
In some cultures, I think smiling at somebody is actually insulting.
Dude, I so bad.
You mean monkeys?
Want to go down on a black girl with like roast beef lips. Well, I just want to see it and chew it.
With like a leather wallet.
You just want to taste the Colonel's gravy?
Wow. Yes.
Shit. Wow, I've heard all the Jew jokes before.
And does your family make them up about you?
This is Shapiro family just sitting around pointing at Brian and going,
hey, honey.
Like, I don't know how he came out.
How
Jewish.
Many sons does it take? While he's there, just like, come on, guys.
How many Brian Shapiros does it need to change a light bulb? None. I'll just sit in the dark.
Hey, honey, you know how the Grand Canyon was formed? Brian dropped a penny and started digging for it.
Why did 40,000 Brian Shapiros wander the desert for 50 years? Somebody dropped a quarter.
Killed it.
How do you start a Shapiro parade?
Shapiro parade. Oh my goodness.
At least we're giving him attention.
I gotta pee.
You think he's like, wow, this is really cool. They're talking about me.
No, these guys are great. It actually upsets him.
Does it?
No, yeah. No. He lives good. For this.
He did get mad a couple weeks ago. He's like, I can't take the bashing. I can't take it anymore.
I had to tell him at the he showed up at Yesticades a couple weeks ago. I had to tell him, dude, it's just that, you know, we need material.
We do it because we like you.
No, I really fucking hate him.
Fuck.
I have the picture of me and him on St. Patty's Day over my bed, and I stare at it.
You know what? Shapiro, you might not want to come here because Derek's face was twitching when he said that.
I seethe myself to sleep looking at him.
Do you throw darts at it?
No, I come on it.
Wow.
With your own cum or someone else's?
No, I just throw Spider-Man it on there.
Oh.
It's too hot.
Again, yours or somebody else's?
It's none of your goddamn business.
This conversation just got really sexy. Yeah.
Well, my dick's hard.
Damn.
Do we have to go to break or?
After
these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah. I want a nasty little Jewish princess with long bony nails and a hairdo that rinses. A horny little Jewish princess with a garlic aroma that could level Tacoma. One minute time. Well, she can swallow my pride.
That one's for B-Shaps. He wants a little Jewish princess.
I think he is a little Jewish princess.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to come to this show, Brian. we're not going to stop. We're not.
And if he comes here, it's going to be even worse.
Yeah.
It is.
And if you stop listening and you stop going in the chat, we're still going
to
make fun of you.
We just have to give him like a good bit to do. That's all.
He should be our little like punching bag guy.
Yeah.
The man on the street, the Jew on the street.
The stunt boy.
Yeah. Yes. Stunt boy. So there is a guy who's going around in an RV doing DNA testings for people in the hood.
Really?
Yes. It's called, it says it's like Maury Povich, but on wheels.
It's got to be lucrative.
Mobile paternity
test. A Who's Your Daddy truck is cruising the city selling DNA tests to men who fear they are not really their kids' dads.
Horrendous.
Yeah, so if you're paying child support and you see your kids every other weekend, you can just stop in the Who's Your Daddy van and get a test. And if you're not the daddy, drop them off at the mommy and be on your way. Though you're not going to get any of your child support payments back. Sorry, pal.
Are all you guys confident that you are your father's son?
Yes, my son has my same weird ear.
No, not your son. Are you your father's son?
Definitely.
Definitely?
Yeah.
Because I have doubts.
You have doubts?
Yeah, it's possible you're not.
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I mean, I look exactly like him, so I'm definitely him. But I am the only one in my family with a blue eyes, blonde hair, and a red beard.
Yeah, that can happen.
Red beard.
That can happen.
All of the, what's it called? What do they call those traits that show up later on?
Oh, fat gene?
Recessive? Well,
but I think it's recessive. Hmm. But yeah, Steve definitely has a lot of fat gene in his family.
That's true.
And he fights it every day.
I do.
Do you even talk to your father anymore?
Once in a while.
Yeah? Just like, hey, how's it going?
We're building a relationship.
Wait, did Matt just call you fat?
Yeah, no, but he did say recessive, and he's never done recess in his life. I'll tell you that much.
You hunt for, like, the most...
I'll give it to him.
The most meager little...
Did you say nigger?
Oh!
Did you say nigger?
Oh, meager.
Cut this.
M-E-A-G-E-R.
I thought you said N-E-E-G-E-R.
Tiniest morsel.
Hey.
Of non-satirical comedy.
Morsel.
Well, getting back to this DNA testing guy, he told of a man so certain his 5-year-old boy was really his that he had the child's face tattooed on his chest. But then he had to take a DNA test while going through a divorce and learn to his horror that he was not the father. Can you imagine?
Can we go back to the tattoo?
Yeah.
It listed as the reason that he got the tattoo is because he was so certain.
Well, he's just
laying there in the chair. I know this is my kid.
I am so sure that he's my kid. I'm going to get him tattooed on my chest.
There's no way any other seed was spilled in my girl.
In other words, he was certain that.
Yes. Yeah. Confident enough that.
Well, it was never in question with him. Yeah. Like, that's my child. But when you go through a divorce, like Steve, if you decide to divorce Jamie and you split up.
I'm planning
the kids.
It's planning.
Yeah. They will give you a DNA.
It's in the works.
But wait, hold on. So he was confident enough to get the tattoo, but not confident enough that he didn't get the DNA test.
Well, what I'm saying is when you go through a divorce now, you
have to get a DNA test?
I'm sure you can not do it, but that's procedure.
Yeah, if you want to electively pay child support. Yeah. But if you say you get a divorce and they give you a DNA test and you're not biologically the parents of...
Then you don't have to pay
kids,
for
and
it.
You're pretty safe. They still might make you pay.
And they could probably sue for back charges for paying for the time that you were.
Not while you're married.
I don't think that'll happen.
And they do this in a truck now.
A truck? Yeah. He's going city to city.
I just want to point out that Lucy doesn't really look like me. Mm-hmm.
Now, Lucy is a dog that you bought.
Yeah, but she's like my daughter. And...
Lucy is a canine.
She's your dogger.
You are a human.
But
she
nursed from my teat.
Well, that's just a little weird. Yeah, and that's a whole nother show.
Wait, why is that weird?
You might want to bring that up a little earlier next week. Because that'll be a whole show on your problems.
There is a show next week, right?
Well, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, I'm hoping. Well, this Sunday.
I'm hoping.
This is this Sunday.
Matt will not be around, and I will not be around. If you two want to put a show together.
No, not this Sunday.
Too Rude Radio.
There's a chance I could be here.
That's got a good ring to
there
it.
There is a chance.
Glad you thought of
there's
that.
There's a chance I could be here. Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to do another show without me, assholes, then go for it.
I might be able to get it. That's a lot.
Just hook up this guy. This guy right here.
I'll be taking this home with me. Yeah, I think I need it.
Saboteur.
So getting back to tattoos, I was so certain. That
flirting.
Basically, I got my daughter's name tattooed on my wrist before she was born.
Is your daughter's name Savage?
No.
Does your daughter's name have two E's in it?
No. So it's funny. When she was born, the first thing Jamie asked was, "It is a girl, right?" Thinking about the tattoo that I had.
Yeah.
It's funny. Mm. But it was a girl.
Well, thank God.
Yes.
What about your other tattoo?
What's
Speaking on? Of your tattoos, I was sitting with my chick. Mm-hmm. And she pulls up a picture of a young you and a young Jamie that I guess is on Facebook somewhere.
Oh no.
Before you had the cover-up tattoos. And I saw the pretty little legs of an ICP tattoo.
The funny thing is that tattoo was covering up another tattoo.
That was only visible for what, a week?
Like,
the original tattoo, I think was on you for like a week.
That was a while.
Maybe a couple
really?
Months.
Really?
Uh-huh. Few months.
Yeah. I only remember seeing it once.
I didn't really show it off because I didn't have the arms I do today.
Well, you know, it's funny. you told me the idea to cover it up.
Uh-huh.
It was going to be like an 8-ball and it was going to have flames on it and stuff. And I was like, that's pretty cool. That's a good idea. And then you,
there was a point.
What you got. No,
well, I'm glad I got it covered up.
I can still see it. That's the thing.
Steve, if you had a flaming 8-ball, I don't think we would be friends right now.
I didn't go for the flaming 8-ball.
8-ball and skull.
Is it better than the Running Man or worse?
I think I would take the fucking ICP gimmick over a flaming 8-ball.
Well, if you made it into like a nice little rockabilly thing on your arm.
Rockabilly.
Yeah, like an 8-ball.
I'm not into rockabilly.
No.
Well,
rockabilliards.
You're not into ICP now.
Yeah, but I used to be a straight up hatchet warrior ninja.
We're gonna open up a billiards joint with a live rockabilly. It's gonna be called rockabilliards.
Rockabilliards. Yeah. Didn't you and your dad want to do something like that?
We wanted to open up a fish and chips. Yeah.
Do it with rockabilliards.
Place with fish
nobody
and chips.
Nobody will help us out with that.
Maybe give me a couple years.
90% of restaurants fail in the first year.
That's true.
Well, that's because people don't have the money to back it for that.
Well, yeah.
Or the
you got to be able to survive.
Yeah, spend money to make money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Give me a couple years, I'll be an investor.
Okay.
Much like trying heroin, you got to be able to survive that first.
Right now, you're just an ingester.
Yeah,
and a digester.
Digester.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Kickstarter. Everybody talks about Kickstarter.
Actually, you know something funny that you bring up the hatchet tattoo and stuff. I used to be a diehard fan. I was back
of
in
what?
Of ICP.
What does that stand for?
Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
you were in a gang?
Well, I was not a gang until I got out. I was fucking safe there.
Yes.
Insane Gang Posse.
But something funny is I used to actually, the one time in particular, I got their album the day before it was released.
Oh, man, you're Ooh. So cool.
Yeah. Like, I was so Rebel. Fucking nervous. Yeah. And the guy that sold it to me was nervous. He later went out of business.
Was but, that Now and Then Records?
It was, no, Compact Distant Tape Center.
Oh.
That's the one in Highlands?
He killed himself.
No. Oh, did he that? Really?
Yeah.
The one at the Square Mall?
Which
the
one?
Big fat dude with
yeah.
the glasses?
With
yeah.
the comb over?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Jesus
Christ.
Wait. The one he had his entire life in that. Yes.
Right. Union, Union Square Mall.
Yes, Union Square Mall.
Union Square Mall.
Yeah,
he had his entire life invested into that place.
Yep.
So when it went under, he lost everything, his house and everything.
And he offed himself.
He offed himself.
Yep.
Wow.
That's why you incorporate a business, so that it can't touch your fucking house.
You know, some little gay kid should have been there to tell him, it gets better.
Wow.
Well, see, me being smart, I went there. I'm like, dude, listen, the album comes out tomorrow. You open up at 9 a.m. And it was right when he was closing. He was literally about to turn a lock. So I was like, I know you have the shipment. Just give it to me. And he's like, I'm
I'll
not
give
really
you the
supposed
money,
to do
ring
this,
it up tomorrow.
But it was right towards the end of him closing shop, actually. So
well,
he was probably
to,
down for any money he can get.
Yeah, I used to work for Now and Then Records in Hazlitt next to Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we used to do shit like that on the sly. Like some girl would call up and say, you know, there was a Marilyn Manson album coming out. And she was like, do you have the album yet? And he can't say yes. But he was like, no, but if you come here, we have a lot of stuff you'd be interested in. So I'm just interested in the album. He goes, why don't you come here and look at the stuff I have and you'll be interested
but
in
no,
it.
I just
She's
want
like,
Marilyn
no,
Manson.
I'm just looking for someone that'll sell me the album early. Ooh. He's like, come to the store and look at what we got.
No, maybe you don't understand me. I just want Marilyn Manson.
She's like, no, I just want the album. And she hung up and he was like, I would have sold her the album if she came here, but she's stupid.
And this is also easy to do back then because you couldn't really pirate the stuff back then.
It was like the
was
golden age of pirating.
Yeah.
In fact, he used to sell like mixed CDs to people. If they just wanted like a couple songs, he would like download them, burn them, and sell it to them.
Yeah, it'd only take a week to do it though.
Yeah, I know. it was really. He had so much crap in that store, like promotional things and like, you know, like promotional CDs and posters and records. He could have just went on eBay and made a killing.
But he refused
to sell anything.
Me and a buddy of mine would go there on almost a weekly basis, and my buddy would just get some stickers for his car, and I would just say, what demo CDs do you have? And just walk out with like a handful of those little, like, in the little cardboard three song CDs. Like
concrete, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't put those out anymore.
No,
no. It was like a compilation.
Yeah,
Everything's too polished today. It's too like that's it. It's a release and there's nothing else.
Shapiro says Sam Goody was the shit.
Sam Goody.
I bought
spoken like
I
a
bought
true
my
ginger.
First Nirvana album at Sam Goody.
Wow.
And it was when they had the big long boxes, like they had the big long like thing, so you wouldn't steal
the
it.
Long plastic case.
But they actually used to also come in big long boxes. So I had Nirvana, Nevermind, and it was a big long box that had all the blue water going all the way down.
Oh well, whatever.
I remember that.
Nevermind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nevermind.
I think I bought a T-shirt at Sam Goody in the mall, and I signed up for the whatever the rewards thing was.
Yeah.
And the shirt was like $10, and the rewards thing was $25, and I never went back to Sam Goody after that.
Wow, man, $35
shirt.
Yeah,
that's what you got.
Yeah.
Sam Goody was pretty. I don't know.
See, I was a huge fan of FYE and shit, but they're basically done now.
I've never even been in FYE.
Yeah, they.
I like because you can sample the music before you buy it.
That's true.
I like iTunes.
I like going shopping at iTunes.
Yeah,
the iTunes store.
I like
on my computer.
I like the Pirate Bay.
I like Slacker Radio.
I do.
I like lots and lots of torrents.
So the story I was getting to before.
Look everything up on YouTube and plug it into my auxiliary.
Mm.
is ICP just came out a new album 3 years ago.
3 days ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have not even heard a single song.
Is it called Magnets? How the fuck do they work?
No, it's called Death Pop.
Death Pop. You know, I want to bring up a track.
So is that like a combination of Death Magnetic and Magna Pop?
Interesting you bring up
ICP. I haven't heard a single track from it.
I actually just read about the recent gathering. Ric Flair was brought on as an MC.
What?
Yeah, and he walked off early because somebody hit him with a water bottle.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or you don't like it.
Mighty Death Pop intro leaked. Extended.
Actually, it did get pirated like 2 weeks ago, and Jay tweeted out, like, you fuckers, just wait till it at least comes out.
You're Ric Flair. What's uglier, those old crowds in Charlotte or the Juggalos?
Yeah. At least they're sticking to the clown gimmick.
They went back to the roots.
Yeah, this sounds like old stuff.
Well, they have their old producer and stuff back.
Yeah.
They went back to the death horror shit they supposedly did. I haven't listened to anything. This is the first time.
Does it make you a little excited? Are you digging it?
I got a little twinge. I got to wait till I hear them rapping.
Yeah. Are you getting nostalgic?
If this is just like in music, I don't give a shit. Is this just instrumentals?
It's the intro. I don't know.
Let's go to the next track.
Huh.
Shapiro said there was one like 3 minutes where I used to live. I used to go there all the time. Is he talking about a gathering?
I think he means Sam Goody.
Probably Sam Goody. He's still on that.
No, there's no other tracks.
Not really.
Huh.
That wasn't too good.
Huh.
Oh, wait, maybe.
Huh.
Matt's falling asleep over here.
Well, it's...
Is this Clownabilly?
Yeah. Skip forward. I gotta tell the truth. I really like her a lot.
Even though she got a few bald spots, she kinda hot. It is. This is old school.
Ooh.
Well, they already have like newer guys involved with them.
Yeah.
That wasn't them?
No.
That wasn't them.
That wasn't somebody from like Twisted or something?
I'm stopping because we're playing ICP on the show.
We are.
You know what's better than that? Is the new Bouncing Souls?
Bouncing Souls.
Mm. Didn't Green Day just come out with a new album too?
Who?
Ugh. Green Day?
Yeah.
Mm. I haven't heard nothing from it.
They play a song of theirs on Faction, on Sirius.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is not good.
I thought you were talking about that new 101.9 that they got right here.
If you're over like 13 or 14 and you're still listening to Green Day, there's just really something wrong with you.
You know, the thing about Green Day, people shit all over them for selling out, but life is about making money.
Sure.
And that's what they do.
It's got nothing to do with selling out. It's just a matter of like
they sold out in 1994.
If you're an adult,
the Dookie was selling out.
Yeah. If you're an adult with a functional brain and you're still listening to them, you're just a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, did
you say a idiot?
I listened
like a hideous
you're
idiot.
You're an American idiot. I listened to the '90s alternative station on Slacker Radio.
Yeah.
But it's all old stuff, you know. And I'll listen to it.
That's all I listen to at work all day. It's '90s alternative. Yeah.
By choice, or is that with
by the, choice?
Okay,
I do it for the Gin Blossoms.
Yes.
Anywhere
I
go,
I will follow you. I forgot where me and Steve were, and a Gin Blossoms song came on, and he was trying to act like he was like he hated it. I'm like, come on, you know you sang this when it came out, and like,
yeah, but I've also sang that Oasis song.
And he did one of those like left, right, all right, yeah.
If I could just fart in here tonight, that was them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were on tour with like Everclear and a couple other like
Everclear,
I think maybe
Everclear.
Like Lit and like some other 90s bands. It was like this whole big
the 90s tour.
Yeah, basically.
See,
the Member Them tour.
I was a big fan of the song Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Everclear.
Santa Monica Boulevard.
A huge Everclear Everclear fan.
Then that Father song just douched me out so hard.
It douched me out too. I didn't like them at first.
Yeah.
That was strange.
I first heard them when that song came out, and I didn't like them. And then I got their album, and I liked it.
Can you bring up a little Santa Monica?
Santa Monica?
Yeah.
Really?
Till the sun comes.
Why you don't like it?
On Santa no, it's just Monica like. Boulevard. I mean, our intro is an Everclear song, so that just goes yeah. to show.
Mm-hmm. Everlast? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like Everlast.
Everlast. Everlast isn't terrible.
I like. Is it him that does. Black Jesus?
No. Yes, yes.
That is a fucking.
That is good.
Good song.
That's yeah. That's not Everclear. That's Everlast.
Oh, I know. He said Everlast. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no, no. Well, I'm just clarifying for.
Oh yeah.
Anybody?
No, this song is really good.
Yeah.
Matt, you ever hear this?
I didn't know he had some kind of no. weird video for it.
They call me White Devil, Black Jesus, oh. Heaven closing, hell freezing, egos tripping, scripts keep flipping, blinds keep blinding, crips keep tripping.
I can do without most of his stuff, but this is a pretty badass track, if you ask me.
It is.
Have you ever heard the Everlast song he did with Santana?
Yeah,
I'm sure I did. Was that back when
like
he was
put
doing
your lights on?
Put your lights on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing that song.
Did you ever hear?
Oh, no. Did you ever hear that song?
Tom Waits called. He wants his voice back.
Did you ever hear Everlast freestyle comeback to Eminem?
No.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
It's good.
Everlast actually just put out some new music.
He did actually release a new
you
album.
You know, I actually did not know that he was the guy from House of Pain.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
What, till right now?
No, until like maybe like 5 years ago.
Jump around.
I was like, oh.
Jump around.
Right.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump around.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Music rules.
Yeah.
B-Shaps likes Green Day. Who would have thunk it?
Hmm. Apparently MTV played a music video yesterday.
Shut up.
Supposedly.
Shut
lying
your mouth.
Yeah.
MTV 2 doesn't even play music videos.
I know. They made MTV 2 to play videos, and then they just start playing repeats
of the Real World.
Real World.
And fucking Jersey Shore.
No, not even. Like Real World and like Road Rules, and then Real World versus Road Rules.
Didn't they make it like an all metal MTV that then turned into the Spanish MTV?
What?
They made
MTV
like
MTV Español.
Yeah, no. It was like an MTV metal that then turned to MTV Trace. Yeah, I swear to God, when like digital cable first really hit and they were just rolling out cable boxes and all the new channels and stuff, there was like an MTV
M3
that was just metal.
Well, there was an MTV for like a lot of different genres.
Yeah, but if you can't get MTV metal on a little black and white TV with a coat hanger stuck in the rabbit ears, then ain't nobody going to watch it because that's the only one that'll watch metal MTV.
You know what's funny is my grandmother used to be a huge fan of MTV back when it first started.
Oh, really?
Like, she actually had, like, the sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah? I want my MTV.
Yeah.
A girl we went to high school with
worked
for MTV.
You know, Steven, when my face was pressed against the window of a Buick, we would just talk about it.
Oh. But back in the day, too, people used to think that VH1 was, like, competing with MTV.
It's the same company.
It's the same exact company.
They just play all the shit that
MTV
didn't play
during
the time. Like Michael Bolton and Michael Jackson and Michael anything.
Well, even a few years ago, they used to have, like, you know, 7 a.m. wake up or whatever.
Michael.
And there'd be, like, an hour of music videos.
What is VH1
Insomniac
now?
Theater.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
VH1 is just, like, all, like, interviews now.
I don't even know. I haven't even turned on
VH1 does a lot of specials on music.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really good.
Do they still do the behind the music?
I don't think
so. Well, that kind of kooky shit.
But they'll have, like, a countdown of, like, 100 best, 100 worst, 100 greatest.
Right.
And then it'll be, like, random-ass celebrities and a lot of Chris Jericho. We'll be on just talking about music.
It's true. Actually, I was listening to
I was in a band, remember?
Yeah, we get it.
Actually, the other day, I joined the Red Show podcast, and they played a Fozzy song.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognize. I didn't even recognize it. I never listened to Fozzy, but it wasn't that horrible.
There is
a
Canadian Fozzy band. I don't know what the hell they're called, but the lead singer sounds just like Chris Jericho.
Is it Striper?
I don't know.
Be a little more vague?
There's a
like
band from Canada. Is it Informer?
Is it Rush?
Is Canadian Geese?
Is it Alanis Morissette?
Oh. He does kind of sound like her.
I would banged her a long time ago.
I still would now.
Did we run out of Canadian bands?
And there's another
run out of Canadians.
There's another
Wait,
Canadian
Dave
band.
Collier.
Canadians.
Cut it out.
NWA.
Mm. The lead singer sounds just like Christian from WWE. Very strange. The voice
Sister
is
Sister Christian?
Exact, no. Oh.
Sister Sledge. Who is like gurgling? Is that
Steve,
you, Steve?
He's been doing it all night.
Goodness.
Steven is not okay.
The kids
I still
are not
love
okay.
it. I told you before I worked in a record store and these two very incredibly foreign guys came in. And the one he was like really tall and thin with
more
really
foreign than foreign.
Tight clothes yeah. that looked like they should have been on a woman but wow. they were on. And he said, "Do you have a Twister sister?"
Where is he from?
I don't know, but like, that's where he goes. I'm looking for a Twister sister. I'm like, what?
Some Scandinavian country?
And I was like, Twisted Sister? He's like, yeah, Twister sister.
Yeah.
So I sold him a Twisted Sister album.
Did you like put like an R on it?
Yeah, here it is, Twister Sister.
And then he asks, does this come with the game board?
You're like, no, this is Twisted Sister. I want Twister Sister.
I hope he wasn't looking for Caesar Sisters.
Wow.
Feaster sister.
Headbangers ball. With Matt Pinfield. How's it going, Brian Shapiro? This is Matt Pinfield.
Matt Pinfield used to
DJ
he work.
Matt Pinfield wasn't Headbangers ball.
That was, what's his name?
He was 120 Minutes.
Yes, 120 Minutes was like the alternative.
Yeah. Thing,
which I was.
And it was on at like 2 a.m.
Yeah. Matt Pinfield, it was like my
he
life.
Never hosted Headbangers ball?
No, that was another guy.
Ricky Rackman.
Rick Rackman.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Matt Pinfield was 120
Who
Minutes.
Looks exactly the same. Ricky and Matt Pinfield used to do 106.3 a lot.
Yeah.
Didn't he used to do like a DJ there?
Yeah.
Or was it like a syndicated thing where they just played?
It might have been a syndicated thing, but then when 101.9 first came back as like a rock station years ago.
Is that the Rat?
No.
I don't even know. I'm out of touch with the radio stations.
Yeah, they're just constantly flipping. Fucking radio's garbage. It's just
I used to call him Fat
Pinhead. But he was the programming director for 101.9, and then they switched formats and then just switched formats recently back to rock music. But
I have the classical station on my radio.
96 something, right?
104.3 or something. No, that's the 104.9 maybe.
You're talking about like
classical
you're talking
music.
Classic, wait.
No, not classic rock. Like, classical music.
Like. I know there's like a 96. Yeah, this
no,
is,
it's,
this is
it's in the hundreds. Yeah, this is very interesting. But the last time I went through my stereo, I was going through the buttons, the stations that I had. And I hit 106.3, which was our local alternative rock station for years until a couple years ago. But it was still programmed in my car. Yeah. And I heard Honky Tonk Badonkadonk.
Yes. I just saw him.
Yeah.
Who?
Trace Atkins? Yeah.
Trace Atkins?
Like live?
Live at Count Basie.
Oh, yeah? Is he Trace Atkins because he doesn't need any carbs and nothing?
That's Atkins, not Adkins.
Honky Tonk Badonkadonk.
Yep. Yeah. Horrendous.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Is
I was actually
one
listening to
grandma
it.
Stuff?
I have no idea. But I was actually listening to it, and I don't understand New Country. We went through this before. But
what?
I don't understand New Country.
Oh, yeah. I'm not really.
Well, it's like a mix of pop and some country.
But it is, I think I brought this up on the show, where a lot of the 40 almost to 50-somethings are big into New Country.
Yeah.
And they were also big into like the hair metal in the 80s.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like the same feel.
It's melding.
You would think it's completely opposite music, but it's actually very similar.
There's a bridge.
Yeah. If you listen to like Whitesnake and then you go ahead and listen to like, you know, Trace Atkins or something. Mm-hmm.
There you know what really like Bon Jovi's like the he's the link.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I want to fucking beat the shit out of that guy.
I thought you said you wanted to fuck Bon Jovi.
I just got a message from Google.
We never went to his restaurant.
We got to do that.
Google?
Yeah, Matt Pinfield did host Headbangers Ball.
So. He did?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, so did Ricky Ratchet.
Yeah, well, no, that guy was the main host.
Well, he wasn't the one known for.
I mean,
come on. When you think of MTV Jams,
you don't think
Bill
of Matt
Bellamy.
Pinfield. Now, I think Headbangers Ball disappeared for a while and came back, and they plugged Matt Pinfield in it. I think that's what happened.
That probably was it.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say nobody cares.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I just don't like to think I'm crazy.
Yeah. You know what was a good MTV show? Singled Out. I love that.
I love that show.
Matt actually had a dream
with Chris Hartwick.
Chris Hartwick.
Matt had a dream about killing him.
I did.
He piled drove him on set.
Was it?
I think you said you exploded something
like that.
Why was that? Because Sunny was on it and you missed it.
Was she?
Yeah. Sunny did a Singled Out.
I don't remember that. Wow.
And she got this little short guy, and she looked at him, and she just started laughing at him.
Why?
Because he was this little dorky guy, and he won. Oh. So she had to go on a date with him.
So she assumed he had a small penis.
I thought you were saying he was just short.
No. He was just this little, like, dweeb.
Because Candida was, like, 5'8".
I think he was even shorter than me. 5'7".
Whatever.
Wow, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was on it.
I'll have to look that up.
And there was also a show called Idiot Savant.
Yeah.
That Steve Austin was on at one point.
Huh.
Early in the 316.
In the 316 days.
Yes.
They did a lot of stuff with wrestlers.
Yeah.
There's that that one spring break thing they did where they had Nash Hall and I think X-Pac on. Where
X-Pac?
X-Pac.
Did you say X-Pac?
X-Pac?
Oh, I thought you said X-Pac.
I could call him X-Spac.
Sean Waltman?
That would be illogical.
Mm. And then it re-aired over and over on a lot of the specials because somebody from the audience threw a beer bottle at one of them.
Really?
And then...
Yes.
Like, Nash leapt from the stage and fucking knocked the dude
out. And he blew his quad? Did he?
He had to get carted out of Cancun, Mexico.
Oh, my God.
He turned into Super Shredder?
Wow.
Let's take a look at it.
Is that Ed Lover?
It looks like CeeLo Green.
Look at the fucking pop they got.
Somebody just hold their
fucking
video.
Yeah, this is literally somebody.
TV.
Okay. So what are they doing to this kid?
Oh, well, putting in some weird pants or something.
Thank you very much, Dad. A little squeeze hanging out the bottom there.
Wow.
Is that a diaper?
Okay,
they're putting him in a diaper and painting his legs.
The good news about this next...
They didn't even show it.
That sucks.
That doesn't even make sense.
Boo.
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 Who would even, like, that... Even if you're just going for nostalgia purposes, that's not even a good clip to put on
no.
YouTube. What's the
yeah,
point
that was just
that?
Horrendous.
That was pretty bad. I
might as well not have been there. Yes, WWE Weakest Link was really, really good.
Didn't it come down to Kane and Bubba?
Kane and Bubba Ray Dudley. Smartest guys in the locker room.
Really?
Yep. Well.
Mm. Yeah, but you know what's better than that was the WCW Family Feud. Where they did wrestlers versus playmates.
Yes.
What's and, even better than that was Double Dare featuring Mr. Perfect and Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Supposedly that guy, Mark Summers, just broke his face in some kind of car accident.
Yes.
It was on the news. Check it out.
Which is weird because he's OCD. So he's like, my nose is supposed to be here.
yeah,
oh, by the way, I don't know if your wife picked it up or not when she was talking about, I guess she got her cell phone wet and she had it in rice.
Uh-huh.
I said, is it in a plastic bag or Tupperware?
Uh-huh.
And she just put plastic bag.
Yeah, she didn't realize it because her family says Tupperware because they're uneducated.
I still like Tupperware.
Tupperware.
Uneducated.
I put it there thinking she'd be like, haha, F you. But she's like, no, plastic bag. I'm like, okay.
Because Tupperware is second nature to her.
Tupperware.
Uneducated hick-like beings living in a pre-caveman phase of evolution.
Oh, jeez.
That is a quote from Webmonster Mike.
Wow.
Not about Jamie's family.
No, just
WCW fans. that goes a long way back.
Yes, Mark Summers hurt in car crash.
Awesome.
Oops. Oh, no. How are we going to get that Food Network thing that he does? Mark Summers, host of Double Dare and Food Network fare like Unwrapped. I actually like that show.
How bad did you want to be on Double Dare as a kid?
God, every day of my life.
How bad did Mark Summers just want to get a squeegee and clean everything up while they were doing it?
Dude, do you realize that Double Dare would still be popular today?
No, I saw Double Dare live at Great Adventure. And I got a super sloppy Double Dare t-shirt.
Can I lick your
that
balls?
That I instantly grew out of. I got like a medium.
You put it on and
you got a medium and
I
then
got
you
like,
got a large
I got a
fry.
I got a medium and that summer I turned into a large. So I got to wear it like once.
I just wish you put it on and it just like remember, tears.
Remember as I'm wearing it. Just, oh.
Remember when we went to Great Adventure together? And that woman was trying to put the fucking gate down on me.
And you're like, oh!
I was like bloating myself out more so she couldn't close, she couldn't lock the thing on me. And I'm like, oh!
And then she closed, you're like, oh, my finger!
Yeah.
And then she looked
the shit out of her.
Nah, I'm kidding.
I just want to let you know, Steven, I appreciate that you cup your testicles so
when
they
I
don't
fart?
Come near the mic when you fart.
Yes.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm pulling them out
What's
of the way so there's a clear shot from the butthole to the mic screen.
He needs a clear path.
No interference.
He needs the tarmac.
Just fart to mic.
Anyway.
Get that fart out.
So yes, he was in an accident in a Philly cab accident. 60-year-old Summers.
Damn. Wow.
Says he doesn't remember much, but he was riding a taxi when it hydroplaned. He, quote, flew out of a seat and into the clear partition inside the taxi.
Oh, God.
Face first, breaking several bones in the process.
That immediately makes me think of Tommy Boy. That's it.
He splits his time between L.A. and Philly, where his company, Mark Summers Productions, aptly named, is located. The accident occurred last Friday while he was in a cab home from Philadelphia International Airport. Blah, blah, blah.
Good for him.
He's been feeling much better since the accident.
Yeah. You know, if he needed it, they could just get that nose from Double Dare and put
the big nose. Are you picking the boogers?
Boogers. Yeah. He's like, you gotta get the flat. Oh god, stop!
Somebody's gonna do that now. Somebody's gonna make a Double Dare stunt where they're like flying through a cab. Look at a glass.
Get the flag out of the front of the cab.
You gotta dig for the flag in the back seat and then jump through the little window and give it to the driver.
You gotta catch the flag off of Mark Summers' hands as he flies out of a cab window.
You're just like flipping Mark Summers like. They used to like flip the like giant pancakes and shit.
Yeah. Oh my god!
That show was so twisted.
It was.
Everything about it had what I refer to as charismatic appeal. Uh-huh. It was just perfectly tailored to like make kids interested in it.
It was the perfect show.
It was. It really was.
It was.
Getting in that hamster wheel, man.
Yeah.
That was like I just wanted to do that.
Everybody wanted to do it.
Just like you wanted to play on the friggin' piano from Big.
Yeah.
You know? Did you ever actually go on that?
I went on not that one.
Not that one in the movie.
No, yeah. I went on a smaller version.
The smaller one. Yeah, the chintzy bullshit version that they actually
And we got my son one that's pretty big. It's probably from like here to Steve.
That's good.
Yeah, it folds out. It's like
about my
size. Yeah, like
the one in Big was like 15 feet. It was
ridiculous.
Pretty
big. Yeah, it was pretty big. Mm-hmm. But it's actually the same brand. Sorry, my voice is going. It's the same brand, just a miniature version of it.
Yeah, miniature.
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 Yeah.
Oh, Shapiro's gone.
See you later.
I really wanted to be on Double Dare so fucking bad. Not Family Double Dare because I knew my dad would not be able to participate.
Could you imagine your dad on the hamster wheel?
Dude, it reminds me of the time
he would
when
go into like a thing of pudding and just start eating it.
Did you remember the story that when he bought me the laser tag for Christmas, right? You never heard that story? You remember that, Matt?
Just jump into the pool of pudding instead of digging for the flag. He would just
he would win
there
that event.
It is.
He would win that event because he could down the pudding before people could dig for it.
You just have to put your whole arm down his throat, find the flag in his.
It's just caught in his teeth.
He's just sitting there like with a toothpick, like Bugs Bunny, and he just shows you the flag. Like I already got it.
The toothpick becomes
crinkly.
A flagpole.
Yeah. And it's just twinkling teeth.
For people that don't know, Steve's father is a little on the hefty side, which is why this is funny.
So, you never heard the story when he bought me laser tag for Christmas?
No.
All right, so he bought me laser tag for Christmas.
Story.
Two-man set. And I put on the gear for the laser tag.
Like a vest?
It's a vest. Goes around, you know, you have your helmet and everything and your
you
gun.
Put it on.
And I put it on. And unfortunately, my dad couldn't fit in it.
Did you just put it around his
arm? So I was running around the yard shooting at nothing. Just my dad, but there was no way he would know if he was getting shot. So I was just getting shot. It was so sad. Like I was just sitting behind a tree going, it would just go off. Like, oh my God, I got hit again. And then I remember asking him how I win the game.
You just like sit in the middle of the yard with no target, just shooting at
I was
Steve.
Like ducking behind the deck.
Got you again, Steven.
And I'd see him come walking around the side of the house, and I'd be like, kiss.
Why am I not hitting you?
Like, if it was a real gun, he'd be dead. But then I lose the game because I'm the only one wearing the outfit. Ooh.
I just want to point out that Derek has taken off his hat, his glasses, and his headphones.
This has happened before.
He's laughing so hard he is crying and coughing. Oh my
God. The longest sustained laughter between two Aristocrats members is coincidentally between
that was so sad.
Me and Derek. It is a really sad story.
There's more.
They're just like hanging off the deck. It's like running around the yard and like
yeah, like he would just coming out from walking, a tree. Like, he would just come walking along and come around the corner of the house, and I'd be shooting.
Did he have it on or was he just holding it up?
He didn't even have it. He left it in the box.
They didn't have one for me, Steven.
I gotta piss.
He's like, it doesn't fit, and he just left it in the box. And then I was running around like an idiot.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Meanwhile, on the same day, like Derek is like running in pure exhaustion from his father.
One time I got my dad to get up the energy to go outside and play catch. And to this day,
collapsed.
No. To this day, I think it was on purpose because we only did it once in our entire life.
He beamed you?
He beamed me in the jaw. He beamed me in the jaw with a baseball, and I never wanted to play catch.
You
want to
play
wow.
catch, huh?
Boom.
Yep.
Oh, looks like we're going inside.
Oh, I'm going back inside. Give me the remote.
When we were kids, I would say just like preteens, I had this baseball that was not like a full-on baseball. It was like semi-soft, and it was in like neon pink and green. I don't know if you remember those things.
Yes, vaguely. Yeah.
And a kid threw that ball at me from probably 10 feet as fast as he could, and it hit me right in the eye, like perfectly right in the eye socket, and that thing was just light enough to not leave a scratch.
Wow.
Yeah. I was blown away that it like didn't knock me out, because it was still like sort of a baseball. Like it wasn't like it was like 75% baseball, you know. Like,
wow.
But
I love that story.
I love.
I
that
do
story.
Too now.
You maybe never heard that one.
I know. I never.
That's
heard
funny.
That. If I did, I don't remember it.
So many more.
Sorry, I had to pour some blue cheese on that. cool down that story a little bit.
Oh my God. I don't know where to go from here. So yeah, Mark Summers. Oh Christ.
Sometimes I get confused between Mark Summers and Bill Maher because they kind of look alike.
A little bit. Let's do a tiny miniature lightning round.
The Chalk's favorite.
Yeah. Walmart shopper attacked in checkout line.
Oh yeah, he died.
In Farmington, Maine. A Phillips woman accused of punching and kicking a woman in the checkout line of a Farmington Walmart.
He punched and kicked a woman.
Free on bail. Sarah Hansen is charged with aggravated, elevated assault and domestic violence
elevated.
Assault. Wow. Stemming from the incident Saturday afternoon. Shoppers told police she approached the woman in the checkout and began yelling obscenities before punching her in the face and kicking her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The police do not know what provoked the attack. And here's her little mug here.
Steve, would you?
She? Well,
that looks like she's got glasses off. Yeah,
that looks like a guy.
Yeah, it looks like she's got and a little bit of a sore on.
Yeah, there's a little
there.
Fun going on in the corner.
Yeah.
Of that.
Yeah, a little herb.
Maybe that's
on
from
there.
When she got punched, though.
No.
Did she get punched or she did the punching?
She punched. She attacked somebody and they don't know why.
Yeah, what's with that earlobe? What's with the left ear?
Some big ears.
Holy shit! Yeah, it's huge.
What the fuck was that? You didn't even need to mic that.
Sounds like you dropped that tray.
I felt the house
what
shake.
What? Matt, your ponytail actually blew up when you did that.
What? Like a fucking horse tail.
Yeah. Swatting a fly.
It's going to look like you were riding your bike in the mud.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Oh my Christ.
What's up?
So anyway, this broad's taking a few dicks, huh?
I hope not. I love how you click to make the picture bigger and it's the same size.
Yeah, it's fucking gay.
So that's her. I thought maybe there would be more.
So wait.
Here's the thing.
So she got no fight in line because she's trying to check out with her Valtrex.
Yeah.
Steve's wife just said, hey, you want a milkshake? Give me $5.
Wow.
I'll take
Matt gave her 10 for 2.
That's a lot of money for a milkshake. Jennifer, give her money so I can have a milkshake.
You want a milkshake, Kev? It's on me.
I don't want a milkshake, Jay, but I want some
this
yogurt.
This is the best day of my life.
I want yogurt.
I'm okay, Jay. I don't want anything.
Yo. Hey, what's in that little baggie?
Let's yo.
What's in that little baggie?
Did you go to the Hometown?
What do you got in that little baggie?
Her ring.
What's in that little baggie?
Not as good. No,
I really don't.
Lightning round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Herpes.
Off study. I can't even read.
We need the lightning round sound effect from Where in the World is Carmen?
Lightning.
I'm trying to think of where to get it from. Maybe that would be good.
An episode of the show?
Okay.
I actually, you know what? You know what you can do, Matt? We can use the sound from Mortal Kombat 9. Thunder, take you.
We could use Raiden. MK2 Raiden.
If you can find these sounds, I'll let
it. Maybe you could download it right now.
Matt just did it with his fucking mouth.
See, we don't need anything.
Yes,
we got you.
So just isolate that.
We got fucking, I forgot his name, the black guy. That does
Larville Jones?
Yes, we have Larville Jones here.
Oh, Lordy Lord.
Oh, the bleeps, God. The bloops, and the blubs. Off-duty cop kills angry dad after hurting the man's daughter with his motorcycle. An off-duty Chicago police officer injured a 4-year-old girl with his motorcycle and then shot and killed her outraged father.
Wow.
Wow.
So the father was pissed that he hurt his daughter.
Hey, came after him, and then the guy shot him in defense.
Wow.
And who was the cop?
Who was the cop?
The cop was the guy that hurt the daughter?
The cop was the guy. He hurt the daughter with his motorcycle. Uh-huh.
And then shot the enraged dad.
Yes.
Wow. What this is
killed him?
Yeah, dead. He's dead.
Oh, my God.
That's like a completely logical reaction.
So you see your 4-year-old daughter get hit by a motorcycle. Yeah. You go after the guy for being a dick, and the guy pulls out a gun and shoots
you. For being a dick.
And
first off, how do you just hurt a 4-year-old girl with a motorcycle?
I don't know.
How do you not severely injure someone with a motorcycle?
Let's see.
Maybe she got a minor
ran over her
from
foot.
The engine.
I think maybe she did a bunny hop and landed on her toe.
Well, was he like asking her to hop on the back or something?
Let's
like,
not speculate. Let's
maybe
read it.
He went to jump outside the. Fucked up.
No boy. Mm. Anyway,
the 43-year-old officer and 8-year veteran of the force intentionally ditched his motorcycle Saturday night in Maywood when he saw the little girl. Identified as Tanya Middleton, and suddenly ran into... What
local reference?
This is... No. The downed bike skidded down the street, slamming into the 4-year-old. All right, so the guy ditched his bike, and then it fell.
So he was probably driving like an idiot and was going to fall, so he
Where
bailed.
Was this again?
He bailed. And
I'm going to try and read this again, because it didn't make sense.
Where was this again?
From what I gather...
Chicago.
He bailed off the motorcycle... And so he was separated from the motorcycle, right, Steve?
Yeah. He intentionally ditched his motorcycle Saturday night in Maywood when he saw the little girl.
All right, so what that means is he lost control
of
his bike. And
okay,
of
so she went into his path, so he ditched the bike, like he dropped
because he didn't want to crash into her.
Yes.
But the bike hit her anyway.
The down bike skidded down the street, slamming into the 4-year-old and her 18-year-old cousin who had rushed to help her. As the officer tried to help her 26-year-old dad, Christopher Middleton.
Wait, hang on. Is the 18-year-old cousin hot?
I have a picture of the dad and
can
the
we
daughter.
Get herpes off the TV?
Sure. So there's the dad and the daughter.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh,
and I was going to say she was black.
Is that Snoop Lion? Is that Snoop Lion?
Can we get mobile paternity test over
so
here?
So right now, right now, this dude right here is dead, right?
Yes. History?
All right, good.
Oh, shit, there's a video. Why am I wasting my time?
So she got hit by a motorcycle.
Now, she's okay, though?
Prayer vigil is held tonight after a father is shot and killed in Maywood by an off-duty Chicago
Asian?
Police officer.
Is that Lucy Liu?
Relatives say the father came to his 4-year-old daughter's rescue when the deadly confrontation unfolded.
It's got to be somewhere up north, by the way.
Christopher Middleton, a 26-year-old Maywood father, is remembered tonight. His loved ones strong messages expressing their love and sorrow now that he's dead.
Chris was a great father. He was always helpful. Never mad.
What was his name? Mathis Hodkin?
Do the people in the hood vote on who's going to talk to the cameras?
Tania.
Tania
Middleton. Definitely not related to Kate Middleton.
Look at that bike.
Is that Kevin Hart walking up to us?
Trying to avoid the girl, but the motorcycle clipped her anyway.
That's AW right there.
The Middleton family says the girl was crossing the street with an 18-year-old cousin.
This is a pretty busy fucking street.
Her face was like skin, you know, some skin is skinned off her.
Oh, my
side
God.
Of her
why do these people talk?
So she's in a lot of pain
her
right
Her face
now.
Was skinned. There was skin.
She
had skin on her face.
Kind of like scaly.
There was skin.
It sounded like when he was saying that, he was trying to remember what someone told him to say.
Yeah.
That's like, that was the impression that I got from my forensic study. All
right, hold on. And look at that hat's been through the dryer about 7 times.
Look at this guy.
Maywood police say the men attacked the 43-year-old police officer.
This is a pretty beastin' bike.
Yeah.
Authorities say he identified himself as a police officer.
Has anybody seen The Crow?
A long time ago. I don't.
He looks like
much.
The black version of the white guy who was the fucking the pawn shop keeper in that movie.
Wow.
But he's in a shitload of other movies, and I just can't seem to think of like the other. God damn it. I'm sorry.
You made me stop.
I just derailed everything because
I could tie in a story.
Find a better example.
I'll pause it again.
It would be awesome. No, don't.
That's what you.
Okay. Find a better example. I'm sorry.
I deleted Sean's number. Can somebody give it to me?
Oh. Oh, no.
That's in dispute.
He never let anyone know that he was an officer until after he shot him.
Look at all. No way.
Nothing.
Dude, why did he do that?
Medical center, where he was pronounced dead less than a half hour later. His family wants the officer to be held responsible for the shooting.
We just want justice to be served.
Oh, here comes the tears.
The girl and police officer are expected
again,
to survive.
Like, was the guy...
Hang on, you know why they cut that so quick? Because that was the worst acting they ever saw.
Like, was the guy armed?
The police officer was, obviously.
No, the other guy.
I'm surprised they're not flipping this into racial profiling.
So, like, was he the only guy attacking the cop?
That's what it seems like.
So the cop panicked and shot him.
Shot him.
Because clearly the cop couldn't restrain him. Which is... means he's not a good cop.
Yeah, because you know what it is. Brothers like that have an extra fucking ligament in their ankle.
They do.
So they can
That's
fight.
Racist.
No. Oh. It's in the hamstring, and it makes them run faster.
Yes.
You guys are so racist.
It means they can kick harder.
It's true.
jump
higher.
Jump high. Mule kicks.
Okay. Natalie Fouch. F-O-U-C-H-E. Fouch. Mm-hmm. And Albert Thomas Owens.
Where's
arrested
that?
After leaving... What? While they went into a casino. Well, you don't have many choices here.
Okay, I'll guess.
All right.
Well, you go first, Kev.
Why is always going to start with me?
Okay, start with me.
What did they do to get arrested while they were in a casino?
They left a bloody, creamy box of dildos outside.
Whoa.
I've got a good feeling that's not the answer.
Bloody it's definitely going to be sex toys.
Derek, diarrhea dump.
Arrested, leaving a casino, mugged an old lady?
I'm going to say they left an unattended infant child of sorts.
The parents of a 20-month-old were arrested after allegedly leaving the boy alone inside a Hard Rock Casino hotel room
it's
while the
obvious.
Two went out for dinner and drinks.
Yeah, he heard the story.
No, it's pretty obvious.
20 months old.
That's almost like 2
That's
years.
That's less than
it's
a
not
year.
Even 2 years.
What? I mean, that's more than a year.
That's what I meant.
I said yeah, so but yes.
At that young. Point, it can almost like walk.
It can walk.
Walk and it does like people stuff. So
it
probably,
yeah,
probably
it can also walk
people
and
people stuff.
Yeah, and it can also find outlets and put stuff in it.
Outlets?
Yeah, like cell
also
phone chargers and stuff. So yeah.
Eat anything off the floor.
Yep. Especially in a hotel room.
Guys, we're talking about a baby, not a retard.
They're pretty much the same thing.
Please,
for a while.
Don't use the R word. You're bigger than that.
I am quite large.
Anyway. So that's retarded.
Why?
That is retarded.
How come you can use retard?
You're not going to say anything to him?
Oh.
But you just said to me.
And I repeated it.
Oh.
Hey. I don't practice what I preach.
Now to the model taking on some of the world's most powerful companies. The Columbia University graduate says she signed up to shoot an ad for a car, but ended up finding her face helping promote an escort service.
Yes!
She's launched a multi-million-dollar lawsuit to protect her image.
Dude, this woman's hanging on to
anything
she can.
Her yeah. In an
look at her
exclusive
neck.
Interview.
Mm-hmm.
Take
a look. Face is good. Everything below is a disaster.
Her eyes are like...
Giles has been posing for the camera for more than a decade.
Oh,
after
she's
signing
right.
with mega
yeah.
agency Ford
oh,
Models,
yes.
she composed...
Dude, it's like a 10th time.
Sweet headshots. But it's this headshot. Photo of her that's now at the center of a $23 million lawsuit.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
She doesn't look sleazy there. She looks sexy as fuck.
Unlimited usage for Volvo for their S40 model.
What's bad
that
about that?
Photo for Volvo has turned up in ad after ad for all kinds of products, from tourism to rental cars in at least 25 different countries, all without her consent. So Giles is now suing her modeling agency.
Fucked up there.
Volvo,
they look very small there.
Hurts. The most
whatever.
Offensive unauthorized use of her image, she says, is this ad on an Australian dating website, fastimpressions.com, promoting a night of socializing sponsored by Volvo. It invites singles to spend a night with a Swedish model of your choice and offers Swedish models of all shapes and sizes.
They
were obviously they going
pretty much only
come
bullshit.
In
she's obviously not Swedish.
Giles' lawsuit says it was done to make it appear that she may be an escort with extreme sexual and inappropriate
yes.
connotations and innuendos.
Nice. Extreme sexual capabilities.
Volvo defends its
nice.
Play on words, saying the sexy Swedish models were cars, not escorts. It says Giles signed a release granting rights for unlimited print and internet placements worldwide for an unlimited time.
I'm wonderful.
She may have a case.
It's not that Volvo can go around and peddle her pictures to anyone and everyone they choose.
Pause for a second.
The product is the Volvo S40. I didn't say that Volvo can use my image for anything Volvo.
Did you just find anybody that can who looks like a total schmuck to put on the news?
I think the first thing she said was that she signed an agreement that gave them unlimited usage of her picture.
Yeah.
So it means she didn't read shit.
No.
Yeah, she's going to lose, and I want a deep dicker. That's the truth.
Me too. That should be her punishment.
I don't care about this woman. I could, I would smear my penis on her in most of those pictures, but the her that's being interviewed, I would pass on.
Yeah. She seems a little frazzled.
I want to eat her poo.
If you could
Photoshop in real life, then yeah, sure.
Well.
I want to eat her poo, but I want to... Taken, extracted from her anus with a gardening spade.
Why you eat poo?
Why you chew poo?
Bart, is that you?
Bart!
He's like Herman Munster.
It's awesome.
Lily!
It's awesome. Me and my friends at work do that all the time.
I'm
we
going
just walk
on
around
airplane.
The hall. If we see each other,
sure, the kids love that.
That's it.
Let's see the rest
whatever
of
whatever these kids might be.
Ooh.
It happens. Giles says her suit is
fuck
about
this
principle.
Bitch. Next story.
I would
really want
happy
Steve
to
like suck my pussy.
You know what? In a smaller
aside
version of the video,
Volvo,
yeah,
the two
she's
other
hot.
Companies
yeah.
Giles is suing aren't speaking. Ford models told us they have no common as for Hertz. They didn't. Look
at her fat body.
She's pregnant.
No, she ain't. She's just a dumpy burger eater.
A dumpy burger eater.
Dumpy burger eater. I want to get to this story. I don't really care about that model. Whatever. She signed a thing. That's it. Right?
She loses.
I love talking.
You lose.
What is that?
What?
What is that?
I don't know. I'm drinking.
Fidictic gets that, Kurt?
Is that the noise that his ass made before?
I think that was the noise your ass made.
Yeah,
your
ass is thunderbutt today.
Is Siri dictating your farts? Putting it in the chat.
Dude, the other day... I was asking the Siri a question, and I told her I loved her, and she goes, can we get back to work, please?
She does not reciprocate.
Yeah.
No. I was going to send a voice to text to somebody recently, and I was getting into my car, and as I was going to sit down, I closed the door, and then it went circled around, and it said, fuck.
Wow.
Yes.
Fuck.
From the door closed.
Your fucking phone is vulgar.
So the phone went, and then the phone said, fuck.
Imagine
fuck.
It said, like, blam.
Door closed.
Yeah. In parentheses.
I just
door closes.
Just jump on Derek on that.
Damn it. Okay. So here's this little gal.
Okay.
Is she cute?
How little is she? Little gal. Oh. 11 years old. Oh. Okay.
Was she a transvestite?
No. Okay. Her name is Allison Sisson or Sisson. Not sure. S-I-S-S-O-N. She received Catholic communion for the first time, and her mom talked to the priest about the girl's celiac disease, a condition in which eating wheat gluten can cause severe damage to the intestines.
Why don't you tell us more about this, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about this, Sean?
He doesn't have celiac disease. He just has gluten intolerance, which is apparently different.
Something that you thought you had.
They thought I had it, but I did. Instead, I have something far worse. Yes, I would say so.
I don't know how that's possible.
If you have celiacs, you can just stay away from wheat and be fine.
And you'll be fine.
Okay. I drink water and it makes me shit.
Wow. You were like water. A sewage yes. system.
Hang on a second.
The water
quick.
I drink to take my pills for my stomach make me shit.
If you had a choice between Crohn's and colitis, what would you pick?
Oh, colitis. Crohn's is
Crohn's
horrible.
Crohn's is horrible.
Horrible. Okay, all
right.
So.
I work with
a woman who has
I work with a guy who has Crohn's and he blows the bathroom up and it's horrendous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's still like,
does he smoke?
No, but he can still go on with his life and go on trips, so get your ass up. We're going out somewhere.
All right. Damn. The priest ordered gluten-free hosts and held one set on a separate plate that day when she attended Mass at the Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Whitehall. Before Mass, Allison's mom, Beth, would let the priest know that they were there. Allison wore a beaded cross that made by her grandmother as a reminder. But 4 weeks ago, the word came down from the Catholic DOC of Columbus that the host
what?
Did not meet Vatican standards because they didn't contain wheat. Huh. So this
the diocese
girl
said no.
Is yes. a sinner.
So she has to endure
because has to be bread.
Intestinal
irritation
because the church says it has to be made
she
of
has
wheat.
To endure well, intestinal irritation and severe
diarrhea.
But irrigation.
That's the sacrifices you make for the Lord. Praise his name.
Praise his name, holy Lord. He holy shit.
Now here's the thing here. It says a low gluten option.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
A low gluten option was available. So Allison, an 11-year-old fourth grader, tried it, but she said it tasted disgusting.
And made her
now,
poopy.
Now, I don't know how many people here went to church. Kevin?
There a few
times, I actually
did
been
you make
there
communion?
More
who
than
made
once.
Communion? Raise
well,
your hand.
I was never Catholic, so.
Well, who made Catholic communion?
I did.
You
I was
did?
Baptized.
You never
and
made
I
communion?
Also went to church once for a Halloween costume contest and won as a vampire.
Wow.
Who? Wow. Who here has had the G-Zit?
The what?
Matthew, the G-Zit, the host.
Oh, is that the,
oh, that's what you
the
call
little cheesy squares?
Cheez-It made to Jesus. Cheez-It.
Yeah.
You've had it. It's gross.
It's basically like eating a thin piece of cardboard.
Yes.
I've had it.
A round.
Well,
we don't do
no,
it in
I've
Catholic
had that too.
Church, but
wait, are you talking about the
logo? What are you?
In the non Protestant
with the little logo on it.
We still do the.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the little cracker
and drink the little gimmick? Yeah,
I did that too.
Hmm. Yeah.
Is Sean Catholic?
Yes.
I did
I don't
that
know,
too.
But he's Catholic.
Give me his number.
So yeah, what are we getting out here?
Show. You son of a bitch. Find you orange bastard. Get the fuck out of here.
It's
orange. I'm Methodist.
It's the lighting in the room.
I'm atheist.
Yeah. Nah. I'm nothing.
Atheist.
Well, you look great.
Thanks. I am technically an agnostic atheist.
Agnostic atheist.
With colitis.
With colitis.
A non-theistic humanist.
Yes. Thank you.
Agnostic atheist.
Yes.
That would make you double A.
MCO.
The enforcer.
Yep.
Of this pack of horsemen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Double A.
Go I actually on. Won't and don't believe in God until I see him. Then I'm everything.
Then you're fucked.
So when you see him, you're like, wow, I believe.
Oh, no, now I get it. Sorry, pal. See you later.
Now
oh,
I get it.
Oh, no, come on.
This is what they meant.
Everything I heard was true. He forgives all sins.
Wait. So, I am just surprised.
Wait, so you're that? That's it? Oh, no.
Well, I'll be damned. Yes, you will.
In high school, my Algebra 2 teacher was a hardcore Christian.
Homosexual?
No. Hardcore Christian woman.
Hardcore and Christian.
I would have lengthy debates in the middle of class with her.
Wow.
And she actually wrote in my yearbook.
To heathen.
Burn in hell.
Keep searching for discrepancies in the Bible. God honors honest doubt.
Wow.
Have
wow.
a great summer.
So she was
and
giving
then
you
she apologized. No, then she apologized to me like a couple days later in school. For doing that,
did
she was probably
you,
gloating.
Did she let you feel her tits?
No,
down on her knees.
Huh. Wow. No, she was.
I don't know who this is.
No. She was not young, but younger.
Around 40s.
I'll tell you. Yeah. She had an extreme distance between her eyeballs and her eyebrows, and she had very long hair.
If she was that,
she looked like a Mormon.
That strong of like you know in her faith and stuff, you should have just. Constantly done awful and said, well, it's God's will. I'm bad at math.
God's will be done.
I was good at math, though.
Do you not see where I'm going with this? Yeah.
Nope.
What's really funny, Matt? Honesty.
That is hysterical.
I spent math class looking up my teacher's dress. That's what I did in math class. Fuck math. I want Bush.
You know what I did in math? I was looking at all of the freshmen as I was a senior.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. Like, fuck. I'm
getting
old.
I graduated doing geometry.
Yes.
Or algebra.
I'm friends with a couple people that are 2 or 3 years younger than me because I met them in my math class.
Wait a minute. Time out. I actually graduated doing pre-algebra.
Wow.
Which is something you do probably in freshman year.
I think I got the pre-algebra and I was a senior and they're like, we're just going to.
I had pre-algebra in seventh grade.
Yeah, I was algebra stunk. One by freshman year.
See, I was
good at English. But math always stunk.
For me, my struggles in school stem from no interest at all.
Okay.
Like, well, I didn't want to learn it because I didn't give a shit.
I had a math teacher in Philadelphia in college where he actually pulled me aside and took one of my papers and put it down. He says, have you been drinking? And I'm like, no.
I just don't get math.
He's like, okay, then you really need help with this.
You went to
He's
college.
Like, if you were drinking, I would understand. But since you're doing this sober... we have to talk.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had pre-algebra in 7th grade, algebra in 8th grade, and then I had to take algebra again because I had like a D average, and then I aced it in freshman year. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, well, you could do it twice. You killed it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Totally, like straight A pluses across the board.
Yeah. I passed geometry because my teacher told me that she knew I could do better.
Wow.
And then I went on to Algebra 2 as a junior, where I was in the same class as Steve's wife, who was a year older than me and was a grade above me.
And God. She sucks.
So she was
I can't
stupid.
Imagine.
Yeah.
I can't. Did she pass that class?
Did she have her
I honestly
lunch
didn't
in
remember
a Tupperware?
Mm-hmm. I didn't remember she was there until she told me years later.
I had.
Meanwhile, I was picking her ass up from school.
Damn.
Yeah. Suck that penis.
Yeah.
Damn.
And not hanging out with any of your friends?
Some math. Oh. Some math anal.
Oh, boy.
Dude, I was getting every which way done.
Every which way.
For hours on and hours.
And that's obviously
I just remember,
worth avoiding your friends right up top.
Yes.
And I don't care about this. I just thought it was funny. I'm not mad or anything. Uh-huh. But we had both just like
you're
turned
hurt.
21.
Uh-huh.
So we were both able to drink.
Uh-huh.
And you pulled up to the gas station I was working at because I'm such an overachiever.
With my Wizard of the Hood shirt on.
I don't remember what it was.
Yep.
And your wife was in the car.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to you and she was kind of ignoring me. And I said, so, Steve, when are we going to go out and get a beer? And your wife leaned over, like, past your face into mine and said, why would he go out drinking with you when he can buy beer and drink it with me?
Oh.
And you just
I don't even know what that means.
That?
Oh.
And you just were like, eh. I'm like, okay, see you later, Steve.
Guess that friendship's over.
And then I didn't see her for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, me neither.
Wow, startling revelation.
I don't care, but that happened. I thought it was
to me, it was all a blur. Yeah.
He doesn't care now, but he... It was killing him then.
It killed my
I was
dad.
Just like,
to this day, my dad's upset because I didn't go to pumps with him.
Wow. See,
and now you know you would have had a wonderful time
pumps
based on last week's
I
show
had
that
a great,
I listened to.
I would have had
pumps
a great life.
No, you wouldn't have. Pumps was disgusting.
I don't know. Never
I've never been there, but I've known.
Obviously,
I know
since
people
you listened
that,
to, my, to the show last week, you know that I went to my very first strip club.
Yes, which was probably a nice place. And since there was beer there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't totally new.
But
right?
who were you there with?
My wife.
Yeah, I found it interesting that Steve
and
made...
Did she have a good time?
Oh, she had a very good time.
she wasn't dancing, was she?
Mm. Steve spent 2 years of his life neglecting all of his friends, making the biggest mistake of his life.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What?
That's what I heard.
Oh.
What?
Steve number one actually once said that if he was there at the diner, he would have talked me out of giving my number to Jamie.
I was.
Yes.
You tried.
Yeah, I tried.
It didn't work.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Because I knew you were going to disappear.
Don't do it.
He knew I was going to disappear.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Everybody did.
I didn't even know she was going to call me after I gave her my number.
Mm-hmm. Of course you would have.
You didn't know her well enough.
I didn't.
No. But yes, I was there when you met your wife.
Yes.
This is horrible radio.
It's funny to hear these stories because the Steve,
this is after
the
hours.
Steve I met was like already in a house with kids and a wife and stuff.
And now you're hearing the
And now I'm hearing the don't do it, bro, stories.
Mm. Well, yeah. See, I would say more luck with chicks in school.
Yeah.
Then I went through a dry spell.
So he went back to high school to get a girlfriend.
Exactly.
After
yes,
he graduated.
Exactly.
I went back to where I was successful.
He went back to that old pond that he knew.
I must admit my timeline with girls was very similar to that, except the high school girl I left back in high school and and then I met, you know.
Yeah, I went back to high school from
He went and picked up a girl who was in high school that was in elementary school when he started high school.
No.
Yes.
She should have been a freshman when I was a senior, but wasn't.
Now, what is your how old are you? You're 31. She's what?
27.
Okay, see, now that doesn't seem too bad.
No, she's more than, isn't she more than 4 years?
No, four years, 6 months.
Yeah, so no, she was definitely.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
what
I was at
the
high
deal
school
was.
And I had a girl who was 4 years younger than me, too, and she was still in high school. And I brought her Burger King one time. Ooh. At high school.
Nice. You know, to be honest with you, there's a whole thing, we don't have the time to get into it now, but there's a reason why I gave her my phone number. Mm. There's a reason why, because I wasn't going to, so.
She had the hots for her sister.
You thought she'd give up the dumper?
No. All right. So real. I'll make it as short as possible.
Yeah. Reader's
Digest.
The
week
version.
Before, exactly a week before, I was driving to the mall, and behind me was her in the passenger seat with her friend who was riding my ass, and I was brake checking him. And then we got to a two-lane part of the road, and they passed me, and I gave them the finger, and I looked directly in her eyes, and I seen who it was, and I was with somebody that knew who she was. And they said, oh, that's blah, 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 sister. And I was like, oh, fuck, maybe I shouldn't have given the finger. You know?
Wow.
And then I recognized the car because it had bumper stickers all over it. When we got to the diner that night, I seen the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, fuck, I know who's going to be here.
So you gave her your number so that her brother wouldn't beat you up?
No.
So out of here. Sister wouldn't beat him up.
So what happened is when we got in there and we met her, and then she asked me when she left and then came back and asked me for my number, I thought about it like...
Aggressive.
I thought it was more of a this is how it's supposed to be kind of thing.
Oh, so you thought it was points? Destiny.
I thought it was more destiny. And
you didn't just feel bad for giving her the double Dugans?
You didn't think
no,
she
no, but I remember the first thing you said.
You didn't think she
when
was
she walked away the first time. You see all the acne on her face? You remember that?
What?
No.
You blew her face. I remember exactly. You had a straw in your mouth and you blew the wind in her face.
Wow.
She had her hair covering her face.
Uh-huh.
And you blew the wind and it like blew it behind her hair. Do you remember that now?
What a dick.
That kind of makes you sound like an asshole.
And this is coming from...
So I saw she had acne, and I saw she was covering
and you
it,
blew it up.
So I blew the straw on her face so that you could see it?
Yes.
Now here's the thing.
What a dick I was.
Here's the
yes.
thing. I don't know about Kev, but the three other guys in this room all had pretty bad acne when we were in high school. All three of us.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
Oh, I still get it once in a while.
Yeah,
I get
little breakouts every now and then.
Yeah.
I don't get it anymore.
No. But man, that's funny.
But to me,
I'm still so proud of it.
What happened? The first word out of my mouth when she asked me was, "Well, how old are you?" And then she said me, and I was gonna just blurt out, "I can't do it." But then I was started thinking, I was like, "Well, maybe this is supposed to happen."
Yeah.
So I just gave her my number, thinking she probably ain't gonna call. I'm a fat pig.
Sure, you weren't thinking that young girls were easily impressed.
Mm. No, I really wasn't. I really just was like, whatever. I'll just give her my number. She probably won't call. And she called exactly when she said she would the next day.
Wow.
Are you sure you weren't thinking that you were trying to get there before a black guy did?
Wow.
Ooh.
I don't know if a black guy hasn't.
You have any black neighbors?
No.
Just Chinese, right?
You know, your oldest daughter's hair is a little bit darker.
Whoa.
But yeah, right, well, so now it's destiny.
We got to get out of here.
We are way over.
Yeah. That was
two and a half hours of radio.
That was two very good laughs.
Well, Clutch, you can retire.
Yes.
We just took over yours. We're taking over.
Yes.
We are in control.
Thanks for joining us, by the way, Clutch.
You know what? Fuck it. We are taking over.
Yeah.
Thursday nights.
Yeah. All right.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. So anyway, we'll see you next week. We are the Aristocrats. Please check out aristocratsradio.com and cweradio.com to see all the wonderful shows that Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment has put together.
And I guess this
Friday
Shapiro's
night, Belleville, New Jersey. Tomorrow night, Belleville, Knights of Columbus.
The cock.
Captain Lou Albano tag team tournament. The two rear dudes will
be participating there. I'm like,
in the Captain Lou Albano Memorial tournament. Belleville, New Jersey, the Knights of Columbus.
And fittingly, it is a tag team tournament.
NWSWrestling.com for more information.
Yeah.
He gave you that link, so you don't have to ask the stupid questions.
Don't ask me dumb questions. If I post the link on Facebook, go to the fucking link. Don't ask me how much tickets are. Don't ask me what time it is, you asshole.
Yes, it's a tag team tournament because Captain Lou Albano managed more tag team champions than any manager.
I thought it was a tag team tournament because his butt cheeks tagged out and he shit all over one building we were in. Out.